I want to address the stories told to the New York Times by five women named Abby, Rebecca, Dana, Julia, who felt able to name themselves, and one who did not. These stories are true. At the time, I said to myself that what I did was okay, because I never showed a woman my dick without asking first, which is also true. But what I later learned in life, too late, is that when you have power over another person, asking them to look at your dick isn't a question. It's a predicament for them. The power I had over these women is that they admired me, and I wield that power irresponsibly.
Is that Louis C.K.?
Fuck!
What?
Ah, nice. Question number one, Andrew.
Oh, there's, wait, you have questions.
Oh, it's the news quiz immediately.
Nick.
I got one star, right?
Who?
Right?
Hold on. No, the way it works is I got to guess first.
God
and if
it.
I don't get it, then you get a chance to guess.
Oh, well, I got the star.
I've never seen
it. Is that who it is?
I've never seen any news before.
Welcome to episode 303.
I mean, it can only be one of about 30 people right now.
Episode 303 of Puke and the Gang. We are here. Conan cutting in before introduced.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Takes...
No.
Point number one in the news quiz away from Andrew.
No. He can't just take the point away because he didn't know the rules of the game.
We could fight over it.
All right, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, let's
question
fight.
Number one.
I mean, if anything, he either made a mistake or the question is null and void.
Hey, these rules weren't handed down.
And it was like, I know it. That's why.
All I did was, there was like, what, 3 seconds of pause of silence?
Yep.
I'm like, no radio silence.
There's, I know.
No, we got to do something. Got to fill it with something.
Yep.
How about the answer?
So.
Nick should have said, dear guest, shut the fuck up.
Well, no. If you had known the rules, you'd be in error, and I should get 2 points. But since you didn't know the rules, which I understand because I'm a fair and just man.
You can't have, you're not taking any
no,
of it.
No, I'm not taking the question.
Okay, well,
I'm not taking the answer.
It's in the air.
I don't know if I would have gotten it. I honestly don't know.
The point has gone to point heaven.
I do know that Louis C.K. is a thing, but I don't know if I would have seen it as authority or whatever. But anyway, the question should just be irrelevant.
So how many other guys have come out just this week? Like Takai?
Hold on. Because
you
can't talk about the news before the news quiz.
There's no other things on that. Did you guys want to do the news quiz right away?
Yeah, might as well. We're in it.
One more rule I didn't know of. Okay, I'm
quizzing the shit out of it. Right,
I want
now.
Some quizzes.
All right, so Conan, the rules are that I ask Andrew the question first about this week's news.
Wait, why Andrew first?
Because
I don't have Facebook and I don't see news and I don't know the news. Everyone else knows the news much more than I.
Okay.
So honestly, it's still more than fair in your favor.
And then if Andrew doesn't get it, you get it. There are 6 questions remaining.
And if you don't get it, Puke
What about
a chance.
Puke? When does he get to play?
I
get last chance.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I also pay attention to the news. I have very boring work.
Question 2. Former politician blank reported for jury duty after being summoned in Chicago. Former politician blank reported for jury duty this week after being summoned in Chicago.
Rahm Emanuel.
Conan.
Not a clue.
Puke.
Trump.
Barack Obama.
Oh, really? I was going to say Obama, but I'm like, no, that's 2 on the nose. Chicago, Obama, and Rahm Emanuel, the only 2 people I know who've ever been to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that makes sense. Chicago.
Bunch of criminals.
Oh. Damn it, I should have went with my instinct. Fuck.
I actually heard that story, too.
Good work.
Puke's winning.
Question 3. Current politician, blank, is recovering from 5 broken ribs after being attacked on his property by his neighbor.
Wait, Puke's not winning. Current politician, blank. Current. Okay, I would say Joe. I want to say Joe Biden because it seems like he is someone who may get attacked, but he's not a current politician, is he?
That's correct.
So, correct in that it's Joe Biden?
No.
Okay.
It's correct that he's not a politician.
So my
anymore.
Statement is correct. I feel like it's just an old white guy. Ooh, I wish it was Bernie Sanders, but it's not.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
There's no way it is.
Is your answer Bernie Sanders?
No, my answer John McCain.
Conan.
Fuck.
That would be the sucky-ass son of the great one.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, yes.
Yeah, you got to say.
Oh, really? He's not even that old. I feel like he's a fit guy. Why didn't he defend himself?
I don't know. I think he was blindside tackled by his neighbor.
Yeah, why wasn't he, you know, open carrying?
I got to know the backstory. Why was the neighbor so pissed?
Actually, that's been part of the news... brouhaha is that they don't actually know.
Was it political?
Like, what, they don't know.
Right off the bat,
they
like,
assume it is.
Right off the bat, they said it's been this long, ongoing battle between the two. And
some like landscaping or something.
All right, I got a theory.
Oh,
it's probably
here
right.
We go.
It's Trump hate.
You know how I've told the story before? Back in high school, my friends and I used to slap each other in the face
Yes.
Maybe Rand and his next door neighbor played pranks on each other ongoing, where at first it was like, oh, I flung a rubber band at you. And then he's like, oh, well, I made a paperclip launcher and I launched a paperclip at you. And then a water balloon and then like a pile of dog shit on the porch. So and then eventually it got to a tackle.
It's escalating over all of these years since high school.
Yeah. Next, it's going to be a stabbing.
Right there.
Or
just a friendly stabbing.
Or ramming into him with his SUV. Oh,
yes, that's good too.
Oh, SUV.
In a friendly way.
They are being very secretive about it. Nobody's really answering.
Yeah, because no one wants to lose the game. That's how I would feel about it.
I call terrorism.
What kind of hit was that? He broke ribs. Jesus Christ.
I know. Well, he's a skinny man.
Oh, I got a story. I can't talk about it, though, can I? Because we're still playing quiz.
If it's news, you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
News Save quiz it for later.
Be done soon.
It has to do with the ribs.
We fly through the news quiz. We don't waste time on this. Question 4. This week, Trump met again with blank, and after the meeting said, he said they didn't do it, and I believe that he means it.
He said they didn't do it.
Who did Trump meet with? Comes out of the meeting and says, he said they didn't do it, and I believe that he means it.
Wouldn't it be weird if it was Bin Laden?
Is that your answer?
No.
That would have been excellent.
He said they didn't do it. What? Who is they? What did they possibly do? What do you? Nothing happened recently.
Who did Trump meet with? And they said, he said they didn't do it.
And they, like as in multiple?
I guess.
Or like they said, I didn't do it.
No, I'm not using they in a singular sentence.
Okay. So it's a group of people. Fuck. I don't know. The North Koreans?
Conan.
Putin! Fuck, that was my... God damn it. I should always trust my gut.
Met with Vladimir Putin, wow, who said, we didn't meddle in the election, and Trump said, I think he means it.
Okay.
Question 5. Pizza chain blank has blamed the NFL stance on anthem protests for its declining sales and then had to beg neo-Nazis to not adopt it as the official pizza.
I've been too busy all week. Is Pizza Hut still a thing? No, it can't be.
Is your answer
pizza? Domino's.
Your answer is Domino's. Sure. Conan.
Who is Papa John's?
Papa John's.
Really?
The official sponsor of the NFL.
Conan's really good at this game.
They are butt hurt. Yeah. They're blaming it on the...
It's the worst game.
The anti-Patriots.
Two questions left. It gets harder as we go down because it's
really?
More and more it gets less and less obvious because I got to dig for more stories. A Texas church shooter was apparently able to purchase weapons after blank messed up his paperwork that should have blocked it. What organization messed up his paperwork that should have blocked
it? The NRA.
Conan.
I believe he was in the Air Force.
The answer is the Air Force.
Yeah, sorry, good job.
I couldn't remember which one he was in.
I didn't know anybody shot anybody.
Final.
it was a
pretty big one.
That's not.
It was actually like a reverse false flag.
Wait, was this the guy from Vegas?
No.
No, that's old news, right?
No, yeah, it is. Oh, okay. This was in Texas.
The Vegas shooting has fallen off the map.
Yeah,
it's like it never happened.
What?
Yeah.
Which was, by the way, a Mexican cartel that did it.
Not in my mind.
Yeah, the news is real crazy.
It was a gun run gone bad.
It went like...
To some Mexicans. The Mexicans got their guns.
Jesus.
They shot the seller, and then they decided they'd shoot up some people while they're at it.
Wow.
So here's the timeline of events. And
In all of history?
In all of history.
This is going to take a while.
Timothy McVeigh, 9/11, Vegas shooting. Nothing has happened in between those things.
Right.
Not really.
That's it. Or since.
Final question. Inmates in a Chicago prison are being offered pizza for blanking for 30 days.
Papa John's.
Jury dutying. No. For blanking
for
pizza?
Doing what do they do for 30 days in order to get some pizza? Inmates in a Chicago prison are being offered pizza for blanking for 30 days.
Volunteering.
Conan.
Oh, wow. Not smoking.
Puke.
Jury duty with Obama.
That's what I said.
Abstaining from...
masturbating.
Yes.
Really?
What? How do they know?
Because they keep doing it in front of the guards.
Oh! No, that's great. Oh, I love that. Next time I go to jail, that's all I'm going to do.
If they put some drapes on their cell wall, the doors, it wouldn't be an issue.
That's what I should have done in jail. I should have just beat off staring at them. And by the way,
plastic drapes, not the...
You don't want cloth that absorbs.
It'd be just a mess.
Timer!
Fuck!
No.
Well,
you're the idiot staring at it.
Oh, yeah.
It's very hard for me to remember when it's behind me.
All right, that concludes the news quiz, and Conan got a bunch of points.
I won.
I think Andrew got zero.
You tried to steal one from me.
Good job, guys. So Conan is here. Thank you for coming. Last we knew, you had a chicken.
The news is bullshit.
We got a lot of guests with chickens, though, because Joe's got those chickens, too, right?
Joe's got chickens,
or he used to, until those died.
Yeah, I can't wait. He's got to come back on this show soon. We've been trying to get him on. He's had quite the ordeals with them chickens.
Trevor has chickens.
I was just about to say, I was just about to say, if you like eggs, if you eat eggs, you should have some chickens, at least one or two.
What do you do if a chicken gets in your car?
You take him for a ride.
That's what I thought.
Is this a joke?
No,
it's a real question.
The chicken, one of Trevor's chickens got in my car.
We know.
Because to a chicken, a car looks like a chicken coop. It's got an opening, and it's bigger than the opening, and it's on four posts or tires.
Yeah. The other thing you do is you treat your chickens badly. And when I say badly, I mean you just don't show them any kind of love. And they won't, like, follow you around and stuff.
That's the problem.
I mean, if you treat them like barn animals, which is what they are.
Yeah.
They're meat.
They're meat, exactly. And I'm, you know, actually stewing one right now.
Oh.
Was it alive?
Yes, alive. I cook them live.
Good guy.
So when you deal with egg chickens, you don't usually hack their heads off until they're old, when they stop laying.
Right.
And when they're old, they don't cook well unless you, you know, slow cook the bejesus out of them.
Well, okay.
And that's what I'm doing right now.
License and registration?
Yep.
Chicken fucker?
Papers, please, chicken fucker.
I don't like the idea of not treating egg chickens well, because those are with you for a while.
No, they're out of sight, out of mind. They're
beat the shit out of them every night.
No, I'm not talking about being inhumane to them.
Yeah, I just like
don't name them. Don't go pick them up and pet them and stuff.
Oh no, I wouldn't name them. I have trouble enough naming one animal. I couldn't name a bunch.
Well, I've got 23 right now. So there's just no way. They're white, orange, black.
Harriet, I would number them.
George,
I would Charlotte. Put racing numbers on the sides of them.
and I put, when they get to a certain age, I'll put straps on their feet. What are those zip ties?
Horseshoes.
So I know who's getting the axe next.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, especially if I start adding the same color chickens in.
Yeah, I just like the idea of treating all animals nicely. And I don't know.
And they do well for you. Yeah, well, you know, you're right. I mean, feed them well.
Wow. I've never
keep them warm. Keep them out of the wind.
Andrew's fruit bowl. They'll
produce better. They'll taste better.
Yeah.
They'll have tastier eggs.
I mean, a well-read chicken will taste much better than a stupid one.
Yeah. Well, chickens don't read much.
I don't know about that.
Well, you read to them.
How do you know? If you put a bunch of books in front of them, they might read.
Oh, shit. I've never tried.
I'm sure they won't tear the books apart.
But, chickens aren't hard. I mean, they're so easy. They eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, kitchen scraps.
Mm-hmm.
I get bread from the bread store here.
Oh, yeah.
Right down the road from us.
About the bread.
Like $11 for like a whole friggin'
stack of bread.
A whole stack. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't beat that.
No.
So they always have bread. I have a big bread basket. It's chicken wire, and I just, you know, throw. Yeah, exactly.
No one knows what a bread basket really is. Like you're describing just a pen where the bread goes. It's a bread pen.
It is like a big basket that the bread goes in, and they can peck through it.
Right.
So it's slowly.
But that's more of a pen. That's not mobile. You can't, like, pick it up and carry it.
No, this is heavy. It's hanging off the side
of
the wall.
So I wouldn't call it a basket.
It's got, like, 20 loaves in it. So, I mean, it's nothing light.
When I think of a basket, the biggest basket you could possibly imagine is the bottom of a hot air balloon.
That's a pretty big basket.
It's a wicker basket.
Yeah, I agree.
A basket has to be wicker.
Oh.
Or plastic.
Okay, well, this basket is made out of chicken wire.
Yeah, so that's a pen.
They can get through it. No, it's not a pen.
No, you need to change it and call it the bread pen.
No, it's the bread basket.
I'm going to make you a sign.
It's the bread basket. I say that because it sounds cute.
And what the fuck's a bread box?
And how did that become
a standard of measurement?
The bread box is the one with the little swivel lid where you
keep your bread in it, I guess. But what do you mean standard of measurement?
It's basically something Puke would buy.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Never heard anybody say that.
Really? The standard of measurement. There's grapefruit.
Uh-huh.
For like growths on bodies.
Oh, that's true.
Right, and then there's a bread
fruit
basket.
Only.
Is it playing 20
bread
questions?
Bread box. Who's ever owned a bread box?
Exactly. I've never even seen one
in person. I don't think.
Right.
I actually
only on TV.
I picked up a Tupperware bread container. It's especially made for bread.
Oh, I've had that before. Like it's actually pretty nice.
So it's kind
you
of
the
a
loaf in there.
And I just got really loud just now.
Oh, yeah, I turned you up.
So it seems like.
Loaf.
It works. I don't use it. I don't get bread anymore. I don't eat bread myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no, we're all...
I don't eat bread yourself either.
Too many damn carbs.
Yeah.
Pasta's out the window.
Yep.
Potatoes are back in my life, though. I just can't... I couldn't walk away from potatoes.
No?
They're just too good.
Delicious taters.
Yeah. Mmm. I had taters last night.
Nick, bread.
Yeah?
Opinion.
It exists. I like putting burgers on it, I guess.
That's a good point.
And Conan is here. Thanks for coming.
Oh, hey, yeah, I'm
See
here.
See ya.
Oh.
Conan, you just ran for a... speaking of the news quiz and these current and former politicians, are you a current or former politician?
I have never been a politician.
All of us are running in different ways except for puke.
Conan, you're on a ballot.
What?
That means you're a politician.
Running. Correct. I was running again for city council. I knew immediately that I was going to get my ass handed to me, which I did, because as soon as I Googled my opponent.
Uh-oh.
Maggie Rice. She's very pretty.
She's been around.
She's pretty.
Forever,
she's
right?
young.
Oh, you're fucked.
She's a Democrat. And when I say Democrat, I mean a very, very far left leaning progressive Democrat.
Oh, yeah, you're totally fucked in this town.
And so, yeah, I got 17% of the vote, which is actually better than last year.
Here's what really did you in.
I'm a libertarian.
No.
No, well, I actually talked about what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that and the bikini contest she held at Keene State College.
What the fuck? She's 23 and hot.
Wait,
oh, wow.
You are never... ever.
Let's have her on the show.
Yeah, but look at her. Shit. Yeah, look at her Facebook page though, and she is the douchiest of douches. I mean, she's
family
got,
did not answer.
You know the Kermit drinking
all
the tea.
All is forgiven.
Drink what tea?
You know the Kermit the Frog drinking the tea.
Oh yeah, the meme. Yes.
Yeah, she has an identical picture on her Facebook page, which is just so douchey. It's
no,
like,
I like.
It's like, how could you
memes.
Ever? And then you're listening to her on the radio and her answers on the Sentinel, and it's just like, man, she doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever watched a city council meeting.
Good.
I don't think she knows anything about anything. All she, but, and you guys are familiar with all the stupid ass resolutions that have been coming through the pike here in Keene about we stand with immigrants and we stand with the Paris Climate Accord.
No, I haven't heard. I've
every month they are signing a new resolution, the city council, that supposedly represents the city of Keene.
Right. Of
and
course.
People are like,
what?
Why aren't you fucking fixing the roads, man? I mean,
right.
what are you wasting your time having these meetings talking about how we stand with immigrants? Was there ever a problem? Have police in Keene ever been profiling immigrants?
We stand with immigrants. That's why this town's mostly white.
No, and every single one of them, every fucking one of them is anti-Trump shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, the guy is a moron. The guy's an idiot. But, I mean,
but don't
drag it into our community.
And they're not accomplishing anything by just being like, fuck Trump.
And so this girl and the other one, she ran at large. Her name is Wallach. Both of them, the only reason they've run this year,
commies,
anti-Trump.
Oh, just hate Trump. So
they hate Trump. And so, and by the way, I only give this girl. I don't give her longer than 2 years.
So Nick,
she's not going to be the last the whole four years.
As a side note, Nick is flipping through Facebook photos of this woman.
Oh, okay.
Who beat Conan?
Yeah.
And to me, it looks like dating profile photos. I would totally swipe right.
It's just a Facebook page.
I know, but he looked at like six photos, so it looks like a Tinder.
She's gross.
Well, she's a young girl and she's single. There's the one. Douchey, douchiest of douches right there.
She's holding a teacup.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's great.
No, we do hate her.
Oh, okay.
Because she hates Trump.
So, Conan, you mentioned...
Oh, yeah, and by the way, I'm not defending Trump.
What? Why not?
I'm just saying that all these progressives in Keene are only doing what they're doing because the right won. And here I am, and I don't care left or right.
Oh, my God, she stands with pee-pee.
Who is pee-pee? Planned Parenthood. Yeah.
So,
I know. I actually think she worked there for a while. So
you mentioned the resolutions.
That's one more bullet point on the fucking "we love Maggie Rice" here in Keene bandwagon.
Okay.
And here Conan's talking about, hey, we need to cut shit, man. This is out of control. We need to fucking do something about this tax rate. She's all like, we need to go green. We need to fucking put solar panels on top of everything because fucking. Here, have some tea.
All right, Andrew, go. Talk.
Never mind.
Talk!
I was going to make it relevant for the show.
Okay. I like that she has a bachelor's major in Spanish.
In Spanish, exactly.
That's fucking useful in fucking New Hampshire.
I lived in Florida my whole life, and that fucking major would have been useless.
So you mentioned the resolutions, and one of them is we stand with the Paris Accord.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you I could take two pretty solid guesses at who was behind that, who masterminded that movement in Keene. Is one of them named Larry?
Oh.
Who was almost sitting where you're sitting right now today?
I don't know. I know the counselors who were all for it. I don't know. They weren't on the council. I don't know.
You don't know the ones who are pulling the strings, the brains behind it.
I think that a couple of the counselors were in the brain work.
They were professors.
They were a part of it. Larry, the one with no hand?
No,
I'm pretty sure he has two hands.
Does
Larry have two hands? Yes or no?
I was thinking of Chuck Weedman.
Oh,
yeah, he's only got one hand.
But my two guesses were two people who were on this show.
Our former guest Larry does not really petition the city council all that much. His focus is on the college The college.
All the swastikas in the bathroom.
I feel like he probably had a hand
What I know about this political grandstanding that these guys get involved in, it's so much easier. It's like, it's easy. It's easy politics. But when you actually have to, like, deal with departments and actually say, all right, look, look, Broseph, we need to cut your department by 5% or whatever because we have a problem, man. The tax rate's out of control. That's hard because they have to hurt feelings and people might, you know, lose their jobs or they might lose, you know, their office budget. When I say that, I mean like papers and pencils and erasers, which isn't hard because I can fucking do it. Hey, well, you know what? When it happens when I my budget goes up?
I do not.
Well, I've got to cut something. Something has to to be removed, or I've got to
get
get a better job.
You're just
and make more money.
Deliver more mail.
Deliver more. Exactly.
So
these guys, no, they don't have to do it because it's not their business. It's not their fucking business. Yeah. They're just doing it. Like Maggie Rice. She's just doing it because it's another.
It's a resume builder.
It's a pendant on her sleeve.
I totally get it because I have my pet issues too that I feel the same way you do.
Yeah, these fucking pets always running off.
And chickens,
vomiting on the floor.
And chickens getting in your car.
Mine are of broader impact to the world at large.
Not just pets.
So argue against this point, Conan.
I can argue against anything, I think.
So there's this really great technology for people are getting more and more distracted when they drive nowadays.
Ooh.
Right? And they're staring down at their phones.
I can't remember how you feel about this, so I'm going to... go ahead.
He's making a point first, then you have to argue it.
Yeah, I think you're against it.
He's making a point, then you have to argue it.
I'm against distracted driving. Yes.
And now Andrew makes a point.
So people are getting more and more distracted, and even though cars are much safer than they used to be, accident rates really aren't going down.
No.
So there's a new technology.
No, they've risen.
That you may not know aware. I don't know who this person talking to my left is.
Everyone stop talking.
There's a new technology that I don't think most of the public's aware of, but your car can actually sense something in front of you and brake for you. So in the case that you're breaking the law and staring at your phone and you don't see the car in front of you stopped or the school bus in front of you letting children off, your car will decide to stop for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be mandatory on all vehicles.
I think we need a special decal to put on some part of your windshield that indicates that you have one of these vehicles so that you can watch a Netflix on the way to work. Because your car is just doing it all. So when the cop does stop you, he's like, why are you looking at your cell phone? Why are you watching Netflix,
Hang on, you're agreeing. Andrew's point is...
But you have the special decal in your windshield that says, I have this special car that's going to keep me safer and keep the rest of you safe.
That's not what we're talking about.
Andrew,
we're talking about making it mandatory for all vehicles.
Andrew says the brake assist...
You want to make it mandatory?
Yes, he wants to make it mandatory.
You're fucking commie, man.
Counterpoint.
We're in a public debate, sir.
Counterpoint is that you're a commie.
What if I don't want this silly thing?
This is why Maggie Rice won.
What if this is just more chinkles, more electrical gizmos
chinkles?
On my car? Electrical gizmos on my... Yeah, it is kind of, isn't it?
A little bit. I prefer to call it Googles.
Googles?
Yeah, Googles.
So I have more Googles on my car that are going to break. You know, most of the repair work I've done to my fucking truck over the last 20 years? It's all electrical. Yeah. My heater died. Here I'm thinking
you needed
it's
that.
Here, I thought
sir,
it was,
please address the debater.
I thought it was the thermostat
and not the crowd who keeps interjecting.
I thought it was the heater core.
Sir,
guess what? It was a little. It was a $40 motor.
Oh,
stupid ass motor, made in China.
China.
Yeah. So, what do you want to know?
So, what I'm proposing is that for a few $100 per every new vehicle sold, and the cost will inevitably go down as the technology improves. Sensors get smaller. I mean, look at all the power I have in this little square in my pocket. Ho, 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 ho.
Why are you trying to make this law?
I just think if it could save one life.
You know how you fix this problem? You get the insurance companies on board, and they're like, hey, we're going to cut you $50 every 6 months.
Insurance companies are big and slow, and we're the government, and we can make things happen quickly by simply writing a sentence.
No, fuck that. The free market will work. It'll make this happen. More people will want this because it makes sense. Insurance companies will want this. It makes sense.
But it's not mandatory. There's no incentive for anybody to want this if it's not mandatory.
You don't need to make it mandatory. You let the free market provide its own incentives, like this, like insurance companies dropping your premium. And that will be incentive enough to jump on board.
But what about poor people with children?
Not to mention
who can't afford to option up their vehicles to have all these features.
Once these become popular... They'll be on every car anyways. So the only people you have to worry about, the old fuckers like myself driving 20-year-old truck, who's not going to get it because guess what? I drive just fine.
Yeah, guess what?
And by the way, I drive for a living.
So your arguments are actually fantastic, and this was the latest proposal by the NHTSA, was to make automatic braking mandatory on all vehicles. And by the way, it's going to happen.
It will happen,
it's going to happen.
I agree.
Just like airbags, just like seatbelts, just like ABS, just like bumper height, just like headlight height,
just like all the
center high-mounted taillights.
Just like all the emissions bullshits.
Yep, just like everything. And the all they have to do is argue safety, save just one life, save a child. School bus, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's for the kids.
And
yeah.
if you're against it, you are trying to kill children actively. But luckily...
You're a Nazi.
Trump
is against it.
Trump said, new regulation? I don't even know what it is. No.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe it. It was fucking fantastic.
He actually did something right.
That was that was one of two pieces of news that I heard, and it was wonderful. I was so happy to hear that, and I'm sure it's only going to last for like 6 months until it becomes mandatory, but yes.
Yeah, well, good. It's good that we agree.
And, oh my God, the fucking spokespeople in the auto industry, the media, the talking heads, they're all so upset about it. They go, I think this is absolutely idiotic.
Yeah,
like you said.
Wait. Were they saying that before Trump came out against it?
No.
Mm. All right. Well, that just takes me back to the original argument why these two bitches ran for office. It's because of all the Trump hate out there.
But regardless,
which is ridiculous because he's not even, you know, what does he have to do with this community?
Regardless of Trump, though, they would have been saying this anyway. Because they think it should be mandatory because they don't think, well, if it wasn't mandatory, guess what?
Yeah.
A lot of cars would adapt, but they already have. There's tons of cars.
Do you know why? Because this is because they're projecting. They're projecting their own weaknesses on the rest of us because these are the exact people who can't drive.
Yes, they're texting and driving.
Everyone who's against roundabouts and Keene, they're the ones who can't fucking drive. They're old dudes, the old authoritarian dudes and fucking little old ladies who can't drive. They're the only ones
people are against roundabouts?
You goddamn straight they are, and I call them out every time. Because
but who's against the fucking footbridges?
Who's against them? I'm against the footbridges.
Good.
Especially when
you're the only one. You're in the sea of... you're in hell.
Yeah.
You really are. Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing living here?
It's everywhere. It's
Yes,
it's everywhere.
There's nobody.
The difference is that I'm in a community that's small enough that I actually know who is voting for this shit. Back when I lived in 120,000 population cities, I don't fucking know who the mayor is. I don't know who the city council or the selectman or whoever the fuck. I can't fucking go talk to them on the phone and say, hey, look, this is stupid.
You could probably look it up online.
I don't know. I feel like if you moved to almost any
no
other...
No influence.
Move into any other town that's equal or smaller in size in New Hampshire, and you're not going to have a coalition to stand with the Paris Accord.
Yes, you're correct. And, yeah. I do have my eyes on some smaller towns around the area where I could, you know, leech off of high tax rate Keene.
Right. And like
while moving, you know, live out in the woods, but still be close enough that I can get to work and stuff.
See, because here, you're the crazy guy going and speaking.
I'm not crazy. I'm a radical.
Fine. But
I'm a radical.
To the public, you're the crazy guy going to the city council meetings and just blathering on and annoying everybody
and running
over your time. However.
They think I'm blathering, but when they just can't.
I'm just saying, this is what the public sees.
They can't handle.
It doesn't matter what you think. I'm just being the public. This is their perspective.
I think both of you think the other person's blathering. How about that?
So if you move. But if you move to these other towns and there's a roundabout going in. There's going to be one person against it at most, and they're going to be the blathering nut job.
Hey, the good news is, you know, I just made it sound like everyone's against the roundabouts. They're not. Guess what? They're building like three more in the next year in Keene.
Cool.
And that makes sense. So right in front of Walmart and right there, that three-way key road thing, which is just just an ass crack fuck.
Ass crack fuck.
Ass crack. It's a Googles.
Yeah.
Yes, more roundabouts, please. I mean... I've done this multiple times since I've been here for 6 years.
They're very expensive, though.
I love it when the traffic lights die.
Yeah,
it is just a wonderful thing.
Really?
Just stop.
Okay, let's
just back off the three-way or four-way a little bit and just watch the traffic work.
Figure it out. Well, that sounds like China.
It doesn't work that well here, though.
It does.
Not in Keene.
I got 6 minutes of video.
Conan lives here, you asshole.
I got 6 minutes of video.
He knows way more about this town. I know you think you know everything, but Conan does his research. He wastes a lot of time. He lost an election, wasted hours of his life doing it.
I'm not saying it's worse than a traffic light.
Hundreds of hours.
He knows what he's talking about. He's not an idiot.
Route 12 and 101, right there, right before Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very heavily used... traffic light. Yeah. I caught it during rush hour. The light was dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
and the traffic was just, it flowed so smoothly. It had never, it has never flown,
really?
flowed so smoothly. Exactly.
There was doubt it.
There was not, there
I'm
was,
Andrew.
I don't doubt it. I agree. I drove through that over twice, at least twice a day, every day,
and it wasn't
for five
like,
and a half
and
years.
You know what? It wasn't like just like one guy coming through at a time. It was like a whole caravan would move through,
mm-hmm.
and when that caravan started to trickle down to the last couple,
then the other
some, one other some other
pile of
another
caravan.
Pile of car another pile of caravan uh-huh. would pull through
for it. Die.
None of that.
Everyone died.
None of that.
Okay.
It's like magic.
Yeah.
I treat roundabouts like passing zones.
Order from chaos.
Well, no, they're the only opportunity to pass in a lot of cases.
And of course, the only people you have to worry about in a roundabout are the people who are not from here. And those authoritarian old men and the little old ladies who are afraid of them.
Yeah, some of the stupid people.
Yeah,
just go people. Fast enough they can't catch up and hit you.
I love them. I can't get enough of them. And you know, MythBusters did a thing on it too. And
did they?
Said, yeah, it's like
I'm a proponent. I agree.
They did roundabouts versus lights versus traffic guard,
traffic guard?
signaler.
What the fuck?
Traffic control cop.
Okay.
And a cop with gloves.
A human being.
Things related to traffic.
Yes.
So they wanted to figure out which one was more efficient.
Okay.
Which one could you get through faster?
Right.
And which one was safer? And
they found out it was autonomous cars.
Hands down, it was the ones that break.
Yeah.
I'm very offended that Nick questioned my authority on driving anywhere.
Okay.
Oh, man, I was cruising in Walpole today.
Yeah?
So, speaking of driving, you were
silence!
You're in Walpole for your job?
So, after an 11-year hiatus, I'm back with the post office.
Wow.
Back with.
Okay, so I worked for them for 5 years when I was a young lad. And my tax rate went up this year.
Did you get...
My tax bill went up this year, and I'm like, you know what? I need another part-time
job.
Got to
pay for those roundabouts.
Did you get preferential hiring because you'd worked before, or do they not care?
I think I might have gotten some veterans' preference.
Yes.
Like in the military?
Because you're a veteran.
Or a post office veteran.
But when it came to the actual... So during the hiring process, yes, I might have gotten some preferential treatment.
Okay.
But as far as my test scores, there's a very interesting test involved, which requires memorization and throwing numbers together and stuff. It's a little different than the one I took two decades ago, actually.
Do they make you run from a dog? See what your 440 score is?
No, but we see the pictures. They showed us all the
pictures of dogs. And if you go, oh God, no,
you're out.
Then you're out.
You're out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're out. You can go work as a clerk, but not as a carrier.
What's your rank?
And then if you try to shoot the dog,
what's
they
your rank?
Send you over to the cop department
and the postal service.
Yeah, so they give us dog spray, dog mace.
Wow.
And
everyone's afraid to use it because they don't want to get shot.
Oh.
Private.
So here dogs got guns?
Here I am out in the woods, the owner.
Yeah, the owner.
What rank
Sergeant?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
No, it does. There's a general.
So, actually, you know what? That's a good point.
Yeah. There's got
to
be captains.
So I have to be, I would be enlisted in this case.
Corporals.
But I'm not a private E1.
I would Admiral.
Probably be, I'm probably a specialist by now.
Specialist? That's not part of Stratego at all.
I only know
ranks because of Stratego.
I thought there was a specialist
there
in Stratego.
Is.
There's a flag.
Oh, Stratego. I don't know what the fuck that
There's
is.
There's a flag and a bomb.
You have your, talking about the
you have
real
your scouts,
arm.
Yeah. And you have your engineer, and you have a bunch of these guys. It's very...
I'm not familiar with this nerd shit.
It's a good game, dude.
I doubt that.
Engineers and
I think you know what? I think Stratego is better than Risk, actually.
I agree.
Okay.
It's quicker anyways.
Yeah.
Fuck both of those games.
So, yeah, I'm a specialist E5 in the post office.
What do you
at
do?
At the moment.
Wait, specialist is E4.
What did I say, E5? All right,
yeah.
that was my last rank.
Yay!
Sorry. So E4. What do? I'm a rural carrier. I drive my own vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I go out into the boonies,
mm-hmm.
and I deliver a lot of mail.
So you have to pick up the mail at the station, or
do
they come drop
it off?
No.
Yeah, well, you pick it up, and then you case it. You have to put it in order.
You have to case the joint?
You have to figure out what order it is. So you can't just fucking get a bundle of mail and just
all
go
right.
with it. You got to figure out where it goes.
Yeah, because then every stop you're searching through all the mail.
Oh my God. How long does that take?
It takes half of my day is casing it. And then the other half is delivering it out of a...
If you gave me a bunch of mail, I wouldn't know what street order to put it in. You have to memorize the
you
streets.
You learn that. That's just like delivering pizzas.
What I did today was just deliver parcels. That was like delivering pizzas.
Right, but no, what I'm saying is, like, you memorize the streets and the numbers and what sequence they go in.
And before you know it, you can see an address, and then you can
in your head you go, this is 121 Bear Creek. I know exactly where that's at.
Not only do you know who lives there, the owner, but you know baby daddy.
You know what kind of sex toys they get.
Exactly. You know what kind of Amazon they get. Mm-hmm. You know what color their vehicle is that sits in the broke down vehicle. And all these light bulbs are going off, and it's pretty.
Yeah, there's this house on West Surrey Road. This motherfucker gets so much Amazon. It's unbelievable. Right.
Well, I don't work out of the Keen outfit, so I'll probably never deliver his mail.
Oh, okay.
But I have already figured out who the big Amazoners up in Walpole are.
Now
it's advantageous. Why, Conan, would you work at Walpole and not at Keen? Because that's your town, right? Mm-hmm. You love all the roundabouts and whatnot.
Oh, I feel like you could campaign while you're delivering mail.
And get in a lot of trouble. Yeah, exactly.
The general's not going to see that.
Put my flyers. Yeah, that'd be great. I put my flyers in the mailbox.
Just blow the captain and anything will get shoved under the rug.
No, Walpole only has two routes. So they're probably not going to be calling me as much as Keene that has like 20 routes.
They call you when there's too much mail?
If somebody gets sick.
It's built up. Oh, you're a sub.
I'm a sub. So I'm working Saturdays and Sundays.
Give me that mail!
Which is what I want. I don't want to. Oh, no, no, no. I don't want full-time
weekdays?
Those people are crazy. Oh. These are the I have never met workaholics.
You know,
like the mail
gone postal.
You know, back to your cute opponent. In the race.
Don't bring her up.
Okay. Puke and I actually saw an attractive male lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yes. In Trevor's neighborhood.
In
so this is in Concord.
Oh.
And we visited a friend's house. Trevor had been on the show.
That's when the chicken went in the car.
The chicken got in my car. Got the chicken out of the car. We're leaving, and we're driving by. And this was on a Saturday or Sunday, maybe. I think it might have been a Sunday.
I think it was a Sunday.
Did she look like she knew what she was doing?
She looked like she was hot.
Yeah.
From a distance, at least.
There was a very hot chick in my training class from Berlin, however you say it.
Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And just now I met Alsted's sub. She was very pretty.
Jesus Christ. You hear this, listeners?
A job with the
Yeah.
Can you believe?
I got to buy more shit on Amazon and play that lottery.
But usually you're talking about women's who are over 55, 60.
Right.
They're getting ready to retire, and they're a little haggard. They're all smokers, and they're all... And they got the fucking... they got horrible mouths. It's like, fuck it, fuck that.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, when they're smoking, coughing through, a lung full of cigarette and talking about, just some awkward bullshit.
Not too bad. Nick, what were you going to say?
I'm sorry, Nick. I've stolen your...
Oh, it's stupid. I was going to say, can you believe girls have jobs? Everyone seems so shocked.
Level one!
No, it was okay.
Yeah, I don't know what level. I just have to say level one because that's what Nick always says when I make a joke. Not really. I'm sure it was a good joke.
I feel like I've talked a lot.
I think that misogyny is always hilarious.
I'm not going to go there. I won't get in trouble. I'm already in enough trouble in Keene.
How are you in trouble?
I'm the radical. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah,
I don't think you're the crazy guy.
We were listening to you on that AM station the other day, and you were answering questions. And
oh, I thought that was great.
I thought it went pretty well, but then we lost signal because Nick and I were driving to Andrew's house to do the show. Yeah.
I thought that was a good interview. That guy that I was talking with, Coates, I would say he is thoroughly impressed with the idea. He'll never fucking get on board.
No.
But he hears these ideas and he's like, what? Taxation is theft? What? How does that work? And he's just
make that noise on air?
Exactly, like Scooby-Doo. We talked for another 5 minutes after the that segment.
Oh, okay.
And he says, well, what are you going to do about this? Wow, that's the neatest idea. He says, you're not a no vote. You're like the rock in the hard place. And he's like, you can't go one way or the other.
Oh, the wrestler.
Oh, yeah, that would be great, too. That would have been much better. But no, the rock and the hard place. So you got the hard place is fucking these lefty progressive counselors.
Maggie Rice.
The hard place is a weird wrestler name.
The hard place.
I'm surprised that one hasn't.
It should be.
They must be running out of names by now.
Yeah, he could just have like a fake boulder over his junk.
Paper
his
and scissors sucked really
actually,
bad.
Actually, what? Here would be a great, what's his name, Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, the rock.
So he could come back. With a mask, with like a troubadour mask.
Okay.
And he can call himself the hard place.
Wait, luchador?
And everyone kind of...
Troubadour? Luchador?
I don't know.
Mexican wrestler?
Troubadour? Let's call up
right,
this...
hold on.
Maggie Rice has a bachelor's degree.
Are you thinking Mexican wrestler?
Yes, I am.
That's a luchador.
Okay, let me look up troubadour, because that's like a circus guy, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's an instrument.
I feel like that's a password on an XKCD comic.
I feel like you're all wrong.
Troubadour.
Does anyone get
that? Like, no.
Anyway, it's gotten really cold.
Oh, yes, it has.
I know it's a concert venue.
Yeah.
A
troubadour is, it's like a Mexican wrestler.
Oh, is it really?
It's a composer. It's one of the old composers in the...
Wait a minute.
He's an actor. He's a fucking actor.
Yeah.
So are Mexican wrestlers.
Yeah, but that's like saying John Malkovich and The Rock are the same person.
No, it's not. I said troubadour instead of luchador. They're both actors.
They're both adores.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, God, fuck, it's cold.
It is getting cold. So
it was cold yesterday.
Yesterday I had to do some more leaf cleanup, and apparently it's way harder to clean leaves if it's cold, not only because it's cold.
Because they're frozen to the ground.
Also because they're frozen, and also you put them in the bin, and they're just puffy.
Wait, you're in Keene. Oh, don't you get leaf pickup with the rest of us?
Are you kidding me? I live on the highway. They don't come to the highway to pick it up. They're like, screw you guys highway.
Nick.
Yes?
Puke, you both live in Keene. What was the budget for leaf pickup last year?
Oh, fuck no.
It was $80,000.
That doesn't seem bad.
Guess what it was this year?
That doesn't seem that bad.
$80,000.
$100,000.
Wow!
Guess what it'll be next year?
$150 billion.
Yes, $150 trillion.
Or does it go up 20K every year?
It looks like it's going up 20K every time.
I'm going to invest in leaf pickup companies.
This is like less than $5 per house.
And do you know their excuse for this?
No, I do not.
Because they don't want the drains.
I don't pay attention to shit.
They don't want the drains to get full of leaves.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay, guess what? It's only like every other house that has an actual drain. I have a drain. There's not another drain for another two houses down.
Okay, he's swaying me.
Now, here's what. Now, what would happen? And I let it happen just to see what would happen. What would happen if I didn't clean the fucking leaves off of my drain?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What would?
I'll flood my yard in my house.
Uh oh.
Yeah, but the problem is, you're one of few people who owns your house.
I don't.
Most people are dicks and they rent their house.
No, everyone in Maple Acres.
That would be me.
Everyone in my neighborhood owns their house. I do not want to flood my house or my neighbors.
I don't know if you.
You don't have to pick my leaves up.
Yeah, I'm on a little bit of a hill, so I'm good. There's no drains anywhere near this fucking place.
$100,000 fucking.
I do wonder what would happen if you put a sign up and said, "Don't you freaking pick up these leaves?
These are my leaves."
No, you just don't rake them up. No, what I do is I actually, I'm getting ready to do it. I already raked them up in kind of piles. And I mulch them with the lawnmower.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful. It'll set on fire.
You set them on fire?
Yeah. I tried shoving them around with my lawnmower last year, and eventually they just caught on fire because the muffler's in the front.
Never set a pile of leaves on fire.
That was fun.
I want to see it.
Like three times.
Just leave a sign that says, leave them.
It is terrific fertilizer, so I don't have to go buy fertilizer from Home Depot.
Okay.
Because I got leaves. I also have some leaf mulch for my chickens. I'll throw some in there.
Chickums.
Yeah, so they're not walking around in their shit.
Oh, yeah, it's gross.
Like I said, I live on a highway.
Oh, yes.
And I was raking leaves. And anyone who's walking on the highway is insane. And sometimes they walk on the highway and sometimes they bike on the highway. And I've talked about this before. So this girl walks up and she's walking past my house.
Does she have a job?
Well, we'll find out in a moment.
Was she hot enough to work at the post office?
Well, first of all, it was super cold. But yes, she was hot enough to work at the post office.
Hot, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
hot.
It's a requirement.
And she's walks by the house. I'm like, that's odd. Normally, there's not just the girls walking by. Normally, there's guys in
some
the
hobo,
depressed and sad. So I keep raking. And then she comes back from the direction of the next town. Like,
prostitute.
I walk down. Oh, maybe at 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Hey,
she's trying to make some extra
in an area where there's four houses total, like a half mile,
and none of them have money. Yeah,
yeah.
And so I walk down and I go, "Do you need help?" And she's like, "No, I'm just waiting for my ride. Thank you.
Thanks, bae."
So I keep raking. 5 minutes later, she comes up the driveway to find me and says, "Actually, do you have a phone? Because I don't know where my grandma is. She's supposed to pick me up."
How do you not have a phone if you're just walking around?
Because you're a loser.
All right, how old is
this
girl?
Piece of shit.
I don't know, 28.
Bums have iPhones and those square things.
Right, phone.
She's probably 14.
Oh.
Whoops.
Waiting for her Grammy.
So I give her my phone, and I say, "I also have a car if you need a ride."
And she's like, "No, but do you have a bed?" And then Nick laid on top of her.
What is that supposed to mean?
Kevin Spacey,
I want to rape kids.
What was that? With all his clothes
Nick
on.
Said something.
I'll show you a bed. It has nothing like a bed. It's just my driveway.
It's a bed of leaves, and they're wet and frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So she calls, and she's like, she didn't pick up.
I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, can you drive me to my grandma's house? And I go, sure.
Oh, really? You agreed to this?
You should have recorded.
So she gets in my car. I'm like, you idiot. I could be a murderer.
Yeah. You.
I didn't tell
her.
Well,
she does know where you live.
Allegedly.
Uh-huh,
I said, you know where I live now. Allegedly. I could be a yard worker.
Ah, good point. Yeah.
Yeah. You look real yard workery.
Thank you.
No, you don't.
I might have yesterday. I had a scarf and a hat on.
Yard workers don't wear scarves.
Oh. I don't know.
Only Johnny Depp wears scarves.
You need Carhartt.
Found out her name is Jamie Lee.
Oh, God. No, Jamie Lee, no phone, this, walking down the highway.
Is this going
places?
This is
a country song.
So, what is what going places?
You going to see her again?
I know. Yeah.
So, probably not. So
she's casing your house.
That's so weird. Why would anyone... You can't do that, first of all. She doesn't have a phone anymore.
Allegedly.
She knows where you live.
Yeah. So I started driving her...
She can walk over anytime.
I started driving her to her grandma's house, and then she's like, that's my grandma's car! Coming the other way. So we got it. So I
follow that car.
Are you sure this girl isn't 14?
You should have just said, "I'll slow down. You because do a roll."
Because I am reliving my childhood. The same shit happened all the time.
And I say, "How about we call your grandma's cell phone?" And she
pick
says,
it up from school and stuff.
She says, "I don't know her number." And I said, God. "You don't know your own grandma's number? Wow."
No, 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 no. I don't know anyone's number.
And then she made a good point. It's on my phone. Which I lost somewhere.
Oh, my God.
And it's on silent.
Is it on the highway?
And I don't know where it is.
Jesus Christ.
So I turn around and I drive her back to where she was supposed to be picked up. Grandma's not there either.
Ah!
So we keep driving down toward town. And finally she's like, oh, there's Grandma. And so we pull into the mosque.
Oh, yes, the key mosque.
Down the street from my house. And Grandma sees us pulled over and found... I saved a woman from freezing outside. I'm very proud of myself.
Did she pay you any money?
No.
Did Grandma offer you money?
I didn't even talk to Grandma.
Oh, these people are horrible.
I'm scared that Grandma's like, who was that guy? You should accuse him of.
You should get some money out of him.
Absolutely.
Conan, I want to rape kids.
Yeah, just stay away from women these
days. What is your relationship?
Wait till it's caveman days again, and we can, you know, club them over the head and drag them back to the cave, because, I mean, it's not safe. Just don't even go out.
What is your relationship with this mosque?
I don't know anything about this guy. Oh, you know, the only thing I know about this mosque is I went and cleaned it out. I got all the books.
So you have a relationship with it?
I got a relationship with the junk that was in it because that's what I do.
How many fleas?
Junk. Oh, I don't know. The place smelled like
fleas?
Cat shit. There was,
I knew it.
They had rape kids and I'm dead.
They had serious cat shit problems. Big old litter. They had two litter boxes. They were both overflowing with mountains of shit.
How is that possible?
And I was in the house.
Why do the cats still go in the litter box?
When you leave someone's house and you have to shower and you have to immediately wash the clothes that you're wearing because it's in your skin.
Yeah. If anyone's wondering what Point is talking about, we covered it on a news show recently, but it's a mosque opening down the street from my house that some community members know the openers or owners of or whatever. So apparently Conan went in and took some free cat litter.
No, I took the books.
Were you like, you could have been like, ooh,
the books were covered
fertilizer.
In
the books were all right.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all I really know about the place. Is this the video we're going to be talking about later?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
For the break show.
Yeah, so I won't talk anymore about what I think the video is now. I still haven't seen the video. I'm curious about how they're going to handle it because I have issue with what this person is having issue with, and that is the fucking sign ordinances in Keene. It's like 80 fucking pages.
Check in on the break show.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
All right. So after
I like how you say Conan's working for the man because guess what? I'm a quasi-fed again. I'm a quasi-fed.
Quasi-fed.
Yeah. So the post office is federal.
It's Quasimodo's lesser known brother.
But they don't really get taxpayer money. They get some like benefits. Like they don't a lot.
Yeah, they
a lot
don't
of them
pay
don't,
property tax.
Exactly.
Right? They get their
fucking
pensions.
Fascinating.
And they also have They also have monopoly.
Yeah.
During the break, we're going to hear a PCL clip from something possibly.
Yeah,
PukeInTheGang.com/VIP. Hear children. Hear about Puke's tennis shoes.
What?
Did you buy them on Amazon?
I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking
about. Last PCL.
We talked about my shoes?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't even remember. I was drinking.
My life.
Go to break.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Okay, what is the smartest thing you can tell us?
Oh, gosh. I refuse to answer.
Okay, do you know what a rectangular prism is?
I refuse to answer.
I don't know what a rectangular prism is.
I do.
Well, that's because you deal with shapes.
Yep.
Do you know what the Pythagorean theorem is?
Now, to be fair,
refuse to answer.
Nick, you didn't answer the question either.
Yeah, what's a rectangular prism?
It's a rectangle. It's a shoebox.
Yeah, rhombus. Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
No, I'm trying to say rectangular prism.
I don't think Puke knows either, though.
No, rectangular prism.
Didn't you mean rhombus? So, Michaela, you're not going to answer any more questions?
Not about school.
Well, there's a rhombus.
Okay. A rhombus is just a leaning square.
Yeah, it's like a diamond shape.
A prism is a three-dimensional shape.
Right. Oh, right.
Wow.
Somehow, by knowing nothing, I know more.
Oh, the chat thinks you have white gloves on because the video is so washed out.
Oh.
I think.
Well, that could
I
be
thought
it
was not white
no,
gloves.
No, we're just white. It's okay to be white, people. Jesus.
Not anymore, it's not.
So, Conan, we're not... I'm sorry if I come across as...
you can't offend me.
That you're boring.
What?
We're not a libertarian show. Oh, I don't come across that way?
Nick hates everything.
Sometimes
He's
I'm like,
critical.
Oh, the politics, I'm going to fall asleep.
When you come off as I am boring, I'm just going to talk over you some more.
No, you're very smart, and I appreciate your perspective, which is why I yelled at Andrew. Because Conan does his research, even...
But I wasn't disagreeing with him. I was simply saying that drivers in Keene do not know how to navigate roundabouts as well as drivers outside of Keene.
He was saying that drivers in Keene navigate...
Roundabouts better than traffic lights, yes.
No, he said that they navigate intersections with no traffic lights better than...
No. That's what he got to next.
I'm going to say that New Englanders in Keene who are used to traffic circles can navigate a broken four-way better than,
sure.
say, a southerner
oh, yeah.
in a broken four-way.
I'm sure if you go to most cities in New England, they'll do better than Keene.
You've been to other places in New Hampshire, so yeah. You would
I've been everywhere
you
in
would,
New
You would know that.
He's been everywhere.
I've been everywhere.
He's been to places we don't even think exist.
Yeah. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
So, Andrew, yes.
Huh?
Better places in New Hampshire to travel the roundabouts, and I'm going to say even Keene is better than anywhere else outside of New Hampshire.
No. No.
How many roundabouts do you know in Florida?
No,
it don't exist.
I'm not saying that, but you said outside of New Hampshire.
Moving to London.
Pick any other New England state, and they probably besides Vermont, they probably navigate roundabouts better than New Hampshire.
What do you think the problem is? What do you think they're doing better than we're doing here?
Traffic cops, slow speed limits, non-aggressive driving, people slowing down, being distracted, not paying attention, being incentivized to not pay attention.
Okay,
that is the biggest problem.
Okay, I don't know the traffic cops you're talking about. The low speed. And by the way, guess what they just did? They just lowered the speed from 35.
Oh, no. Stop.
To 25.
Where?
Didn't we have a traffic
because
show?
Because we know.
Marlboro Street.
Yeah.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Because we all know the car technology has gotten worse and cars are more dangerous now, so we need to slow them down even further.
Main Street's next. Because there's people getting hit and there's not enough fucking signs.
You know why they're getting hit?
Because you're looking at 80 fucking signs and you don't...
No, fuck the signs.
You know, I was actually looking at some of the day they were actually talking... There's one that tells you how to traverse
the
roundabout.
Yes.
It's like if you don't fucking know how to traverse the roundabout,
this can't be the show.
Let me tell you what you're not doing. You're not looking at any of the signs. You are
right.
Freaking out trying to figure out what to do next.
I did notice when they put in the big roundabout by Walmart that there was a fuckload of signs went in when they were done constructing that. There's a shit ton of signs.
Have you seen those new signs they put on Maple Avenue, those big the bicycle crossing,
yes,
the bicycle
yes.
passing
when
ones?
When I noticed those, I was like, what the fuck?
Isn't this what Peter complained about like 3 weeks ago?
Kind of.
Okay. So we'll start the second half.
These people are sign crazy.
Yep. In five.
I need to die.
Four. Three. Burp. Beep.
So,
second half.
Chatters, listeners. What you guys aren't probably privy to is just before Nick demanded the second half start, we were having a heated discussion about driving.
And traffic. Which happened like 3 weeks ago when I wasn't here, right?
And let's not leave out.
Okay, Conan, go ahead.
Dumb fucks.
Okay. So let me sum up the conversation for everyone so you didn't miss out.
I wasn't going to recap it, but if you want to waste time recapping it, be my guest.
Dumb fucks. Traffic. I'm done.
Okay.
How was your drive over, Andrew?
You know, I used to live elsewhere, and I would drive around without a license. With a wrong license plate.
Sure.
Without a registration, without an inspection, without
Sometimes
insurance.
Sometimes there was snow. You'd gun it through the mountains.
Yeah. I would just drive around and nothing bad ever happened.
Go over a jump.
Then I moved to New Hampshire.
Hide in a snowbank.
Like, I drove for, like, 3 years without a legal vehicle ever. And then I moved to New Hampshire. I drive for 3 hours with an illegal license plate, and I get towed and pulled over and go to jail.
Show me your license, boy.
And that set the stage for the next 8.5 years of my life. And I'm on the way here today from my house to Keene.
Driving.
An hour and 15 minutes.
Yep.
And driving along in my pickup truck, which is not registered or inspected.
Oh. Okay.
And there I am driving.
Does it have a new transmission?
Yeah.
Oh, it's full of stuff, too.
It's full of stuff. I'm driving to Keene, and I get stuck behind a line of cars going 5 under. And I think, Jesus Christ, when is this person going to turn? The next thing I know, that person in the front of the line approaches someone going even slower. Par for the course. Welcome to my life.
So awful.
So that's frustrating.
This is why you need podcasts, man, to listen to take your mind off.
Oh, I was listening to a podcast, and you know what he was doing? Wow. He was bitching about traffic in L.A. It was Carano.
Ah, sweet. So we could just replay him and then go home?
Yeah. So he was just rubbing it in.
Yeah. So,
oh, God, fuck, it's cold.
Yeah.
Anyway, eventually people move out of the way, and I start passing, and I'm passing several people, and next thing you know, Volvo going slow. So finally, Volvo turns off, and I'm pissed now because that Volvo is going really slow.
Are you in the truck?
I'm in the pickup truck.
Okay. Yeah.
And the Volvo turns off, and I hit the gas. I don't know what the speed limit is. I just drive safely all the time, always. And I angrily hit the gas past the Volvo as they turn off, just to, you know.
Yeah, you got
to
let them know.
You got to let them know that they were in the wrong. So I'm cruising along.
Of course, they are an oblivious idiot, so they're probably...
Yeah, they're not. They don't know their own idea.
Yeah, they're looking at all the signs.
So, and I move along, and I get maybe 1,000 feet down the road, and I'm continuing to accelerate, and there's a cop coming the opposite direction. This is one of many cops that I'd already seen, and in fact, just a few minutes earlier, Puke calls me and says, hey, because he was ahead of me like 20 minutes, half hour, he said... Just so you know, there's a cop in this town, at this area.
Yep.
Be careful. And then the phone cut out because there's no signal.
Yeah.
So I was texting him, and I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I got pulled over while texting Puke about the cop he's warning me about?
Yeah.
But about 3 minutes later, this happened. The cop goes by the other direction, and they must have the most magical radar guns because these cops, they don't sit on the side of the road almost ever. They just drive around, and somehow every car that goes by, they get the perfect speed from like a mile away.
Mm.
Like before I can even recognize it's a cop, he already has his fucking lights on.
They probably do have pretty good stupid technology.
I'm sure they do.
Because there's one thing the government loves to get right, which is getting your money.
Yeah, so this cop's lights come on. Like as I recognize it, it's a cop. I'm like, shit. Well, this sucks, and I think maybe he's just doing the thing where he flicks his lights on to get me to slow down, then he just keeps on going.
Uh-huh.
I've had that before. Nope. Sure enough, he slams on his brakes, and, you know, there's some cars an eighth of a mile behind me that were stuck behind the Volvo as well that prevent him from making a left and making a U-turn.
Okay.
So I see him slowing down and begin to make his turn, and I think, fuck. I got a show to do. I'm not registered, which means I'm going to get towed.
Oh.
I can't afford this shit. Fuck this. No. So I'm like, I'm already going like 65. Ah. He's still trying to turn around. I fucking floor it. And I see a road off to my right, and it looks like, I'm like, you know what? No. That road sort of Y's off. If he turns around, he's going to
see
me.
Why?
He'll see down that road.
Down that Y.
So what do I do? Do I just keep going and hope I put enough distance between us that by the time he catches up, he just gives up? No, because
he's
going to
think you should do.
He's going to fly.
I'm kind of in agreement already. You find that off-road, you get off quick and you go hide in the bushes.
I'm well practiced at this, but usually in a sports car. Without a truckload.
And I've actually done this a couple times myself.
Oh, good.
Ooh, I want to hear Conan's things.
So,
no, I'm not talking about him because I'm already in trouble.
Enough.
This guy over here, I want all the blame on him. I want the spotlight.
I
want to
hear
guy.
Your fake stories, Conan, of
They're
how
not,
you imagine.
Okay, you know
allegedly.
What? Yeah,
right. Allegedly.
No, he's right. I made them all up. I've never broken the law.
All right, Andrew, go ahead with your fake story of how you imagined this happened earlier.
Really? Really?
Obviously, Andrew doesn't give a shit.
I don't know.
You know,
I doesn't get what
you know.
I'm
I've seen this in an awful lot of movies. Maybe that's where I got my idea that I broke the law.
Oh yeah,
I saw it in a movie.
No, I'm proudly telling this story. I don't care if I allegedly anything.
All right,
I did this.
All right, go ahead. Definitely go.
So I was already going 65. I floor it. I hit 90. Here comes a long left hand bend. Cops turning around back there somewhere. He's out of sight now because I'm going around a left hand bend.
Right.
There's a road off to my right. The road goes down a hill in between some buildings, and I think, ooh, that is not visible from the main road as soon as I get maybe 100 feet down that road. So I slam on the brakes. I swing way out. I push the truck to its limit. I'm driving as hard as I can. I turn down this road. It quickly deteriorates into broken rubble, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm in a truck. Good thing I'm not in a sports car because I can fly down this rubble road. So I keep going. It looks like there's a driveway off to my left. I couldn't really tell. I knew if I went right, it would take me right back to the main road where the cop would see me coming.
Uh-huh.
So I went straight, kind of leftish. The road got more and more gravelly, and I continued on, and the road got even more, even worse.
Soon it's going to be like lava.
So it looked like it looked like it was a dead end. It looked like it went back to some school and some little like couple houses.
Right.
Now, it was total dirt.
Is there any chance that someone else other than the cop saw you do this and was like...
Like saw me turn off the main road?
It's a New Hampshire road, man.
Saw you make a break for it and called the police and was like, this asshole with this license plate is just went blah, blah, blah.
No.
He's not in Keene yet.
And there's
I'm
no
just
one...
asking if someone saw.
Do you know how hard it is to get a license plate when someone's going 90?
I mean, they could still say...
It's not like they're going 90 behind me.
You can still say the frickin' truck went that way.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just asking.
There's a lot of
I'm
trucks.
Not allowed to ask anything.
As I continue down this road... I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and the main road has sort of almost disappeared. I see the cop lights flashing like through the trees and buildings. He flies down the main road, and I'm like, sweet. So I finally pull into this little side parking lot, and I just pull over in the shade on the road. That way, like, he can't look through the trees and see, like, shining truck.
Okay.
I don't know. I just figured shade is better than direct sunlight.
Correct, yeah. You want to be in the dark.
I can't totally hide, but I'm pretty invisible from the main road. I'm pretty far back. So... I sit there and I start texting Nick and Puke because that's the important thing to do at this point. And
you got to let us know if you're going to be late.
Well, no, here's the hard part.
Yeah,
so now I got to make the decision. Like, I'm on a dead end road.
How long do I sit here?
Yeah. Right.
Because the cop went flying by. He's a local cop. There's only so much local before he has to make a U-turn.
Correct.
And go back. So if I go up to the main road, he's probably going to pass me by again.
That would be bad. Yeah.
So one theory is, well, he already flew by. I should quickly go back to the main road, so I'm following him. Because my line of sight, I can see him way up ahead.
And then you could pull him over.
Yeah.
Over the switcheroo again.
And then, or do I wait here for like 20 minutes, a half hour? But the problem is, once he goes up and doesn't catch me, is he going to turn around and start looking for me? There's only so many roads in this area, so he can quickly kind of drive down all of them.
Right, but that's a waste of his time if he's out there making cash.
You think he cares about wasting time?
No, his ego.
No, but my point.
And it's not about the cash. It's about the quota.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he could look for you a little bit, but then he's like, fuck it, I'll just find someone
else. No, he's a cop.
Your whole theory is bullshit because the local cops don't earn any money from tickets.
That's what they say, but I don't know. Everybody says that. Like, oh, the local cops do it. Then why the fuck do they care so much about
pulling state.
Everybody?
I have a theory on this,
and I've actually already thought about this, about people getting away like you just did. Because you see it in movies.
Yep.
I hear stories about people doing it. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is you've got a lot of cops out there who are getting their balls off on this kind of thing.
That's a good point.
It's a challenge, right? What happens when they miss the guy? They get blue balls. They got to get blue balls.
Yeah, now they're angry, I guess, it's
painful. They fucking lost the guy. Now they got to go home to the wife and the kids.
And beat them. Yeah.
And beat the shit. I beat the living shit out of them because they lost Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. You just got
some kids beat.
Whatever.
And you just created another cop. Another bullied kid turns into a cop later in life. Thanks, Andrew. You fucking are perpetuated the cycle. The endless fucking cycle of authoritarians who are ruining our lives. Just so you could save yourself a ticket. Thanks, man.
So here's the thing. Everyone imagines a police chase like, oh, there's a triangle, like a flying V of cops behind O.J. Simpson.
And jumping broken bridges.
Yeah. Right? Well, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard, yeah.
But
which, by the way, they can't play anymore. So we don't even get to see those great cop chases.
But like when you watch police chases on TV, you get the helicopter footage. You see the line of cops behind the lead car, the car that's running.
And a whole lot of cops hitting things.
But what You don't know. I'm saying on television, like news,
yeah,
not movies.
Like Bad Boys Cops, when they're always fucking running four ways and they're getting hit, they're getting plowed into by a semi.
Okay, yeah.
Or running into a mailbox.
But in reality, it's simply this. Cop makes a U-turn expecting car to have slowed down because he saw a cop, and the cop to quickly catch up and pull the car over.
Yeah.
What they don't expect is the nut job in the pickup truck to floor it, do 90, fly around this bend, and then quickly turn down a road. So the cop isn't really driving 100% to try and catch up. And as long as I never let that cop get close enough to see where I'm going, you're usually in pretty good shape. And that's what no one really understands. So if we're looking at a map right now of where it happened. So there's that long right-hand bend as we come from the right side of the map to the left side. The Volvo turns off at that road right there where Puke's holding the mouse.
River Road?
Yeah, well, that's not, are we going to say roads?
Sure.
Names?
I don't give a fuck, man.
Okay, good. Yeah, we can't
prove
it.
A lot of
it wasn't on video, except...
I'm just telling a fun story. So, Volvo turns off.
This is going to come
out. I floor it.
See that dirt road there? Unnamed dirt road?
Oh, you got all the way around.
Right there?
You?
That's where I pass by the cop. So, see Park Place. That's where I think I can go right. Nope, but he'll see me once he turns around, because you can see the whole way down that road. So I start cruising on the left-hand bend, slam on the brakes. I make the hard right down that road, and I drive back it. And right where it says Stacy, that's where I pull over and park and wait. Then I look at the map because I send Nick and Puke a screenshot of the map in case I get arrested, in case he comes hunting me down. I send them where I'm at.
Oh, that's why you sent that.
I don't know. It might be helpful.
Yeah.
So then I looked at the map and I realized, oh, this isn't a dead end. So Stacy Hill Road turns into a logging road. And I start driving up it, and there's like no way a cop car could ever make it up that road. So I start booking it. So I drive around and eventually make it back to the main road, and I don't see that cop again, thankfully, and I move on and pass by like six more cops before I make it to Keene.
How do you see so many cops?
Dude, they just drive. Every policeman is out because it's been really cold out. Today's a nice day.
Trust me, when you're driving around an unregistered,
Everyone's a cop.
Unexpected.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's my story.
You see all of them. You're looking for them.
From like 15 minutes prior to him, I had a couple times. So I was going down the interstate before it reaches this two-lane road, and I'm booking it like 80 miles an hour, and I see a Ford Explorer behind me, and it looks like they're coming up on me pretty quick. So I'm like, oh, fuck, that's a cop. I pull over, slow down my cruise control. They're slow, just like 70, which is five over. They're creeping up, and I'm like, is it a cop? And they're creeping up, and they've got daytime running lights, which usually the cop Explorers do not. And eventually they slowly trundle by me, and I realize, okay, civilian car. So now I expect them to get back over in the right lane, and so I could pass them. Well, they don't, so fuck it. I floor them, passed them at like 85, and I get down the highway. Fine, you know, it's normal New Hampshire driving like I do between Andrews and my house, and eventually I get behind slow people just like Andrew did. It's enraging. Eventually, I get to a spot where I can pass a bunch of cars, and in this spot, it goes to two lanes, and then as it goes down to one lane, there's a red Fiat 500. I think it was an Abarth. I don't know. It was just kind of a little bit of a sporty car, and the Subaru pulls off. The Abarth is still in the left-hand lane, and I'm like, fuck this guy. I'm going to get in front of him. So I fucking floor it, blow by him as the lanes merge. Yeah, in the right lane.
Oh.
There's a truck I can see up ahead who's going to like merge in from an on-ramp. I blow by him as fast as possible, doing about 90.
Mm-hmm.
Try to slow down some. Okay, driving more fucking like 3-4 miles later, the red car still behind me. They're keeping up pretty good.
Good.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, hopefully I didn't piss this guy off too much because, you know, you don't know about these little cars. Sometimes you got to gamble and, like, say, fuck it, I'm going to be a douche and get in front of people because otherwise you get stuck behind them on the two-lane roads.
Mm-hmm.
So I come to the exact same spot you did, and it's this hard right-hand turn, 45 miles an hour. Not hard right-hand, but it's a pretty good right-hander, goes down and goes right past a little tiny shit town's fire department. Like, they've got like one truck in this garage, and there's always a cop there.
Oh, so you said Sullivan.
I don't know where the fuck I was.
So like, I'm a half hour from where Puke said there's a cop.
Okay, so I don't know where this is. All I know is that there's always a cop sitting there. So sorry. I don't know the towns as well as you do. And so I'm coming around that bend, and like I'm hauling ass. And this guy in the Fiat's keeping up with me, but I know that there's a good possibility there's a cop there. So I slow down to, I'm doing 60, so I'm still doing like fucking 15 over. But I as I come around the bend, bam, there's a Black Explorer cop car.
That's the same one that I passed by.
And I'm like, fucking A. So I like kind of take my foot off the accelerator, slow down enough to kind of do 45 around the bend. And I'm like, the Fiat's flying up on me. And I'm like, well, I don't want to piss this guy off. I'm going to keep hauling ass. So I fucking hit the accelerator. About the time I hit the accelerator, I see blue lights in my mirror. Because when you pass a cop, you always got to keep an eye in the mirrors because they're fucking coming at you. Well, it turns out that, yeah, he's coming at me. Or the guy in the red car. And I'm like, well, fuck. Okay, so I slow right down to the speed limit. I'm going along. This guy comes right up on my ass, the red car. I don't think he notices the cop car behind him.
How do you not notice? Like, see,
I don't know. When
attention.
You're driving fast, you got to fucking keep an eye in your mirror. And so I see the cop goes around a bend and kind of I lose sight of him for a second. I'm still slowing down, doing the speed limit. The guy in the red car comes right up on me. And I'm like, I bet this guy's pissed because he's like, this fucking asshole just blew by my ass 10 minutes ago like a huge dick. And now he's slowing right down to the speed limit. Cop car comes around the bend, flies right up. I flick on my blinker, pull over some. And he pulls right up, right behind the red car. I keep an eye just for a second to be like, is he actually pulling over the red car? I see him, like, pulling over behind the red car. And I'm like, fuck yeah, home free. And I fucking, I take off.
So sad.
And then I text you and I say, hey, watch out. There's a cop at this location that I completely fucked up. So sorry about that. Because I don't know. What the fuck town is this? I don't even know.
Antrim.
Okay, so I didn't...
It's like seven towns away from where you told me it was.
Sorry.
So luckily, I know what the fuck I'm doing, and I can get the fuck away,
Andrew,
even in a big slow
Andrew
truck.
Andrew being like 15, 20 minutes behind me, obviously that guy wrote him a ticket, was done, let the red car go,
turned around,
was going back to his spot to get another sucker.
With his rocks off. He just got his rocks off. You set him off.
Yeah,
you started this. You started this whole in
the
cycle.
No, I say the red guy in the Fiat 500 set him off.
You know what
he
you,
was actually
you know,
speeding.
You started... You started... Them poor kids and wife getting beat this evening. It was all you.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, well.
Those kids probably deserve it.
So, yeah, they were born into it.
So, yeah. Yay.
Born to create more of it. More of these goddamn.
Yeah. And then I didn't see another cop the whole way here.
So I encourage everyone to do this.
To drive like a douche?
No. Run from the police. Think about it. You have to make a quick decision, but think about it. Is that cop going another direction? Is that cop stopped and you're already doing 65, 70? How long is it going to take for him to catch up to your speed?
Yeah.
But if you floor it, he's not going to catch up if your car isn't the slowest car on the road. Just don't fuck up. Like, don't hurt somebody. Don't crash, because then you're going to give me a bad name.
Conan, do you want to tell any fake stories about driving?
All right, I will admit that I have never seen the lights come on, but I have seen cops...
Oh. Boring.
I have seen cops turn around in my rear view like they were going to go do something. And I'm like,
That's normally a good indication.
Maybe that something is me, and I need to duck down this alley real quick.
Like,
this happened in Bellows Falls about 2 years ago where I take that back. I did see lights.
I tried that in Bellows Falls, I got searched.
And I saw a cop doing 90.
Oh, it's probably the same guy.
Must have been doing 90 down one of these little downtowns.
The cop who searched me got caught doing 133 in his cruiser.
And he talked to me. I actually talked to this guy at the gas
station. Michael Studen.
YouTube.
State cop.
It was all about my trailer and the fact that the lights weren't working, and I couldn't find my adapter to turn the lights on. So
it was for a light, too.
Wait, was it a state trooper?
No, it was Bellows Falls.
It's not the same guy.
So anyways, I pulled out of it. So I made it look like I was looking for my adapter because I'm like, I've got it there. I totally forgot about it. Let me get this taken care of. But he pulls out, and as soon as I saw him gone, I got out of there real quick out of this gas station, and I pulled down an alley, and sure enough, this came right back down there. He must have been doing 90 through Bellows Falls.
Yeah, they're flawless.
He didn't have one of those. He had me. I was in his radar, and I ducked down.
See, that's the thing.
Time.
Everyone always goes, can't outrun a radio. Guess what? The cop, if the cop doesn't know you're running initially, he's not radioing shit.
Yeah.
There's no one to radio.
Well, that too.
Well, I guess they radio the states. But
if they're stationed somewhere, I imagine. I don't know.
See, and this not being a state cop today also gave me more confidence.
Right, because once he gets a little bit outside of his town jurisdiction,
right,
and he's like, well, whatever. I'll go back and find somebody else with Massachusetts plates that's doesn't know that this is a goddamn goes from a fucking 55 to a 45 for no good
reason. The only time I've ever had an issue with a cop in court, it was a state cop, and I was still driving around with a Tennessee driver's license, or a Tennessee license plate. And now I've upgraded to veterans plate. I've got my I am not a free stater, but I got the pork sticker on.
Oh no!
I think that helps a little.
That does not
you
help
think that helps?
Oh no! I know it helps because I got a coming through a Swansea. I got I got pulled over. Not only did I have alcohol in my breath, but I was speeding through there.
Are you
the
a Muslim?
The guy gave me a warning. I am not a Muslim.
Break show callback.
But yeah. So upgrade definitely.
When you get
definitely get your out of state plates off because that'll help you a little bit.
When you get a warning,
veterans plates the best.
Veterans plate are the best.
It's not because the cop is being nice or particularly likes you. It's simply because he didn't get you on radar, but he feels like you were speeding,
He Googled you, or called your name in.
Yeah, Nick, you got pulled over last week.
I've gotten several warnings, including when my car smelled like straight hard alcohol.
I get warnings all the time too. I just don't talk about it.
Is that from your 14-year-old prostitute you picked up the other day, pouring beer all over your?
Well, she wasn't 14, but
allegedly,
that's what you think.
Then I also got pulled over like a week ago just because I was being lazy.
Lazy?
I'm not a speeder. I'm just lazy.
Too lazy to turn your lights on.
And he pulled me over. I'm like, hello. He's like, I pulled you over because you're crossing that yellow line like crazy. Or sorry, white line.
white line,
like crazy.
And I said, oh, sorry
about
that.
He said it just like that, like crazy.
He said like crazy.
So why do you cross the white line? What are you doing? You're just not paying attention to driving, texting?
Why would I pay attention to the lane?
Was there a prostitute in the passenger seat?
No.
Helping you out?
I was alone that time.
Okay. Good thing you weren't drinking.
It is true, and it's a good thing I hadn't dumped empty beer into the back seat of my car like that one time that I was getting pulled over, true. I thought.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't.
Just tell him a chicken got loose in your back seat.
Right.
I'm glad I didn't get pulled over. I had a shotgun and two pistols in my car.
I saw a spider, so I started swerving.
That's a good excuse, man. I've never been dangerous in a goddamn car than when a spider just fucking comes down from the windshield into my lap.
No, to drop spider and go wasp. Flying around. It was in your hair. You felt something on your hair and you flicked it, and a wasp was flying around. You just freaked out.
Because then if he says, where did it go, I'd pull out the window.
Exactly.
Yeah.
While you're pulling me over.
And I spilled my beer.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Speaking of wasps.
The good bug is a dead bug.
Conan, any new house adventures? I remember one time on the show you poked at some insulation or something, and it wasn't insulation. It was just a wasp hive.
Oh, yeah.
Beams, they all came out.
No. I had a bear incident.
Okay.
What?
So a bear infestation.
So this
in his walls.
Early this spring, there were a lot of pictures posted of the North/West Keene bear.
Wow. Wait, that's where I am.
Exactly. So
it
might have been walking through your property.
Hopefully,
I've been dealing with bears in my property since day one. In fact, I posted that picture of a bear print on my coop.
Oh yeah,
it was a very nice, even. It's like the guy was like, "Hey, let me rub my paw in some mud, and it's going to go
like in Titanic."
Wow. There's a sign saying, "It's mine now."
Yeah, exactly. I was here. This is mine. Exactly. And that's what I thought at the time.
This is my refrigerator now.
So I've been dealing with these fuckers, and it's probably one family.
Yeah. How do you deal
all
with
related?
I get dealing with chipmunks. I get dealing with squirrels. Maybe.
Yeah.
You're
don't even come
bears.
At me with your.
Go
dealing
yell
with,
at them.
Don't even come at me dealing with chipmunks, and I'm dealing with this fucking.
And you beg with them.
You really
with
them.
Black bear.
You need a really big sticky trap.
Anyways, never been a problem. They've always
sticky
wandered
trap
off.
For a bear.
That was freaking funny, but
that is
gunshot.
It took me a second. I'm sorry. It's sticky trap for a bear. Good job. We're all very proud.
This time, walk out there one morning, and I noticed everything is in disarray. I'm like, what?
Disarray.
And I get a little closer, and I realize that this guy had gone through the chicken wire, which was on there. This stuff was on there.
On your bread pen?
On my bread pen, exactly. Okay. No, he opened it up like a zipper. He just ripped it straight up, got inside there, smashed rabbit cages. I mean, like, pulped them. Like, they're flat like pancakes.
Wow. Oh, no.
And there's nothing in there.
Like
all the rabbits are gone.
Oh. He ate them.
And I'm like, what? I'm walking around, and the neighbors are out there raking leaves or whatever. I'm like, dude, have you seen my chickens? Like, oh, yeah, we saw some. Oh, not chickens, I'm sorry.
Rabbits.
My rabbits. It's like, have you seen my rabbits? It's like, oh, yeah, we saw a couple. They're over here. And so I'm walking around. I must have spent 3 hours rounding up rabbits. They were all over the place.
They weren't all dead?
I was finding them. I did find two rabbits.
Okay.
Both of them, my breeder does.
Fuck's that word
my
mean?
Breeder
that
does?
Means these were the girls that were not supposed to be eaten.
Oh, breeder oh, does.
They
breeder
were, doesn't.
They were they were accomplished
fuckers.
Fuckers.
Oh, fuck no. Like rabbits.
Baby yeah. makers.
Oh, no.
And one of them I'd had for 4 years.
14
she was almost completely gone.
Well, lucky for you, you didn't make pets out of them or name them.
She was
so.
Almost completely gone.
And the other one, and I'm actually moving away from meat rabbits to decorative pet rabbits.
Oh.
So I just started some mini lops. They're the ones with the little doe ears.
Oh, I like those.
Like floppy they're rabbits.
Very floppy. Yeah, oh, okay. So one of those females was taken out, and so poor old boy doesn't have anyone to go to.
Have you considered?
And guess what was laying out in front of my all of this? So dead rabbits, rabbits, you know, all over the place, and left right out in front of my pen was a big steaming pile of bear shit.
But here's your rabbits.
and guess what it was full of?
Poop.
Bird seed.
What?
Oh.
Bird fucking seed.
So he's been going like house to house eating bird seed, and then he found your rabbits and was like, holy shit!
Well, to be fair,
this is amazing.
You're advertising to the bear population by having a bread pen.
The bread pen wasn't anywhere near the bread pen.
You said he tore it apart.
You called it that. Oh, there we're looking at the mini lops right now.
Oh.
And that's exactly what she looked like right there. Very cute.
Except
little.
With less head and body.
And actually he only ate like a little bit of her butt.
Oh,
her rear end, her hindquarters.
Didn't use all of the buffalo.
He could have. If he had just finished eating
bears, man.
If he had just finished eating the other one,
he would have made an Indian cry.
He would have been all right.
You ever get scared by a rabbit?
Yeah. Whenever they squeal.
Oh.
Oh yeah. You heard a
puke.
So it's unearthly.
Nick knows what I'm talking about.
It's unearthly.
Really?
You hear a rabbit squeal, and it just always you're. It shocks the shit out of you.
It sounds like a kid screaming.
See, I got scared by a rabbit, and I didn't hear it make a noise at all.
And then
you scared by it?
And then one time I was putting one out, and he started squirming in my hand.
Oh, no.
He squirmed in such a way that one of his legs broke in my hand.
Oh, God!
And so I felt it break like a pencil. You know, picture yourself grabbing a pencil, and it breaks in your hand.
Oh.
Except you know this guy is still alive.
Oh, God!
And so, yeah, it was...
Why didn't you shoot it remotely or something?
Oh, his life was ended the next 3 seconds.
With a drone?
But they
no, were, like just from not holding it tight
remotely.
Enough to break him.
I was holding him too tight.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Have you considered getting into pet bears?
Oh!
No, not doing bears.
Teddy bears.
I wish I had a pet bear.
So
I could ride him into work.
I was in downtown Pittsburgh. At 1:15 in the morning, walking out of an apartment complex.
Don't you mean downtown?
Yes.
Pittsburgh?
And a little courtyard in the apartment complex, and I'm really sleepy, and I'm walking to the car, like 200 feet away, and I walk out into this courtyard, and like six fucking rabbits all at once start scurrying across in front of me, both directions.
Whoa, just scared a lot of rabbits.
It was dark, and these rabbits were not that small.
And they're looking for food?
I think lots of rabbits live around there. It's kind of cool. But it's scary when you're not expecting it.
James, look up Rabbit Island. It's pretty neat. So basically, there's no predators.
Uh huh.
And you have all these tourists who come and feed the rabbits. So they're breeding like guess what? Like rabbits.
Oh, I like this way better than Cat Island because Cat Island just seems very sharp and full of infection.
That's true. Rabbits don't have the claws. Like, yeah. Cats are awesome. They're very cute. But rabbits are like cats without claws.
Like, the only time you can get bit by a rabbit is if, like, you
it
put your
you?
Finger in its mouth and then it chomps down.
Because it thinks it's something good,
yeah.
good to
yeah.
eat.
Like, you can only get accidentally bitten by a rabbit.
Yeah, the only problem with this kind of situation is you just start getting really sickly, nasty, interbred, nasty rabbits.
Right.
And you actually cause a problem. And this is exactly what we're experiencing in downtown Keene with all the bums.
Why does Japan has Cat Island and Rabbit Island.
Yep.
What is with the Japanese?
And they're cute islands.
Like, I feel like they should understand overpopulation as well as anybody.
Yeah, well, they're the same problem as the Germans. They got annihilated 100 years ago, and they are still suffering the consequences of having all their caveman men go off to war
so
and
I
die,
like
and
point,
so they got a bunch of softies in charge.
I
got
to point out that rabbitisland.org is something about an island in Lake Superior. I don't think this is related.
All right, well, then click that video right there.
Okonoshima.
Click the video.
Guy gets smothered by bunnies?
Puke yes, doesn't that's the see one. The video right
it's
above
loading!
His clicker.
Loading!
Not
no,
the Wikipedia.
You didn't click a video. You click the fucking Wikipedia.
Inland Sea of Japan, City of Tiger.
I guess the show's over.
Again, yeah. Look at these rabbits.
We want Conan, thanks for coming.
Okay. A man gets smothered by rabbits.
There. See? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that looks fine.
That's a lot of rabbits. Yeah.
They need to be in my belly.
I don't think he's literally getting smothered.
Imagine if they turned.
Oh, he just sat on a rabbit almost.
Those are some big. This is some beefy looking rabbits.
I like this.
They need to be in my belly.
That's a lot of.
This
poop.
Looks like fun.
Wow. Conan just wants to eat all the rabbits.
They are so tasty.
You can't eat that many rabbits.
Can you make rabbit burgers? Because then I'm into rabbits.
I mean, I
you
get
can
it.
Make a burger.
You can make
out
any
of
kind
meat.
Of burger.
Yeah.
Like if
make,
I see
you can
a lettuce burger.
If I see a pig, I think, sausage. But if I see 100 pigs, I don't think I want to eat all of those.
Okay, now he's getting smothered.
Oh, he's
he laid down and he's literally.
This is great. I like this.
This is pretty fun.
This looks like fun. Rabbits are cute.
Yeah, they have claws.
Way better than chicken. Not really.
Not like cats, though, right?
Yeah,
not like
they do.
Cats.
Oh, no. So a rabbit.
On a scale of 1 to 38.
When they attack each other, they use their back hindquarters.
Okay.
And they will open you up. They will open up other rabbits.
Rabbits are getting less cute.
Haven't you seen Watership Down?
No. What the fuck are you talking?
By the way, that's a very it's a very different kind of cartoon.
It came out
back in the day, you know, early 80s,
late
70s.
Are you talking about Cat Shit One?
No, Watership Down.
Watership Down.
It's a story about the rabbits who are escaping a authoritarian den where they were, you know, being
AIDS monkey.
Where they click on some images.
They were it's a book.
They were being dominated. It's a book and it's a movie, a cartoon.
Oh.
And it's voiced by one of the characters is William
Bugs Bunny.
Jesus Christ.
The same guy who was in 1984.
Roger Rabbit.
Winston,
George Orwell?
Winston in 1984. I think his name
is. Oh, that actor?
Wait, that's not. Never mind.
I don't remember his name.
Andrew Tesla, go.
Really?
I don't know.
Before I get into this, I want to ask Nick if he has anything that he would like to talk about.
Nick, how many rabbits have you fucked?
I'm okay as long as the guest has nothing else because he's only with us once, right?
Once a year, it seems like. It's not like I live right there. It's just walkover.
We don't do the show here all that often.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, it's usually in Concord.
So to answer Nick's question or Nick's proposal.
Tesla. It's made by Nazis.
Okay.
Nazi technology.
Well, ooh, I mean, wow. I could say something about Ford, but.
Oh, yeah, he was Ford, very anti-Semitic.
So, we all
the
know
man,
my,
not necessarily the company.
We all know my thoughts on Tesla. The Model 3 has come out. The Model 3 is Tesla's best chance at making money and actually earning a profit and being a competitive car company and not making cars that cater to the wealthy with tax incentives. However, the Model 3 has come out. They're supposed to be at 5,000 to 10,000 units per week they're supposed to be cranking out. And so far, in the past couple of months or so, they've made like 400.
Now, isn't the
that's a lot less than they're supposed to do like each day?
Now, isn't the
so what do you think has spurred this new build?
What, Nick?
I heard that there was this new famous Ford that just came out. It's really limited run, but they're also behind.
Ford GT?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh well.
So are they shitty too, or just Tesla?
No, I think that's fine because Ford isn't trying to make this thing for the everyman. This is a $600,000 vehicle.
My bad.
And they're only making 400 of them total?
The only reason I know anything about the Ford GT is because, like, Captain Sparkles got on the list.
Captain Sparkles?
What the fuck? Yeah, the YouTuber, Captain Sparkles.
All right, so Conan, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
Okay, sorry. Well, I wanted to let Nick talk because he got there first.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What spurred this new growth? Yeah, they're trying to build like 400 more than usual?
No. They've only built 400 Tesla Model 3s. I mean, maybe the number's higher now. But
it's supposed to be mass produced?
But it's supposed to be 5,000 to 10,000 per week.
Oh, it's because they're not being subsidized anymore.
Oh, dear.
Partly. Secondly, you know, it's funny. So... the first Model 3s
here,
were...
right here from Forbes, 260 Model 3 units by the end of October. They were supposed to have 1,500.
Yes, and by Q4, which we're in now, they're supposed to be producing 5,000 a week or more.
Okay, so they're behind.
They're very behind, which is par for the course for Tesla, and it's never really hurt them before. They've never hit a deadline, ever. So, here's the thing. Here is what really bothers me. So, Puke, you follow the news in general, especially automotive news. And before a week ago, how many Tesla Model 3 reviews, like someone who actually got their hands on a Model 3 and reviewed it, how many had you seen?
The only ones that exist were the ones that were when the Model 3 was allegedly released to customers.
When they sold 30 to, like, employees.
It was an event where they basically, a bunch of them went to the highest, like, ranking employees of Tesla.
The admirals, themselves. The generals, they the had, flags, the bombs.
They had press there that were allowed to drive the Model 3 at night, interestingly enough, which is, you know, it's interesting, like, hey, it's pitch black out here, so maybe you won't see certain details like model or body lines not matching up. Anyway, they drove it in like a circle, done. That was the only information anybody was given. No actual reviews, like a lot of actual cars, test vehicles are given to car and driver. They have it for a month. And they drive the fuck out of it or something and review it. Yeah, so.
So I didn't have much of a problem with that because I just saw it as, oh, Tesla didn't hit their production targets again, which is par for the course. It's standard. And these were early prototype kind of beta models or something like that.
This is very similar to beta testing in software, really.
So, but that was fine. I didn't really care too much about that. Now it's a couple months later, and you would think that these employees that own these vehicles would want to put them out there and get some coverage on. Like, this car is a big deal. Yeah, some would argue this is the most important car of the past 50 years.
People are saying this is as important as the Model T.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous.
People are saying that.
The Mr. T. Did he have a Model T?
Dun, dun, he had a van.
The Model T was
I get it.
Black.
Ford.
And it had
Henry Ford.
Big, tall stripe going up the middle.
Oh, he's an anti-Semite.
And gold chains hanging from the front.
Oh, funny.
So anyway.
That's a good joke.
Just last week, this guy that I like, his name is Doug DeMuro. I watch car videos from him a lot. And he does kind of goofy, nerdy car videos. And he makes lots of jokes, like cheesy, corny jokes. But it's entertaining.
By the way, speaking of cheese, like every time I keep seeing that image, I'm thinking it's Puke.
We have an image of Doug DeMuro standing behind a Tesla
that's
Model 3.
Yeah, so this is his video. He is a 6'4" white guy. So I guess you could...
Yeah, you guys are brothers. Cousins, at least.
Sure. Okay.
Doug DeMuro, over the past few months, has become my most watched YouTube channel. I went back and started watching all of his videos from his first one and just going forward. And I usually don't watch the brand new ones because I'll make it there eventually. However, I saw a Model 3 review come out by Doug DeMuro, so I decided to watch it. And he'll criticize very nice, expensive cars for their flaws. Like, he'll say, oh, the way this shifter works is stupid, or... the way these buttons aren't within reach of your fingers is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll criticize them no problem.
Sure.
This Model 3 review was the longest video by far.
32 minutes.
That I've ever seen of his. Usually his videos are 8 minutes.
When was this released?
Last week. And one, I don't know how this guy got to review this car.
You think he's a shill?
Well, and when he reviewed this car, he went through it, and there's a lot of things that I feel... if they were on any other car, Doug would be criticizing him. But every time Doug goes, oh, and look at this, and he points something out, I'm waiting for him to go, that's dumb, or that's unnecessary, or that's kind of a weird way to do that. He just simply says, it's interesting.
He got bought out.
And he does this about 1,000 times throughout the review.
He has just over 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
He got bought out. He is now officially a shill. For this particular company, Tesla.
Yes. That's what I think. That's my conspiracy theory. However, I think Tesla, regardless of how you feel about them producing cars or producing a good vehicle or if they're successful at that, I think their biggest strength is controlling the media in a big way. Because you do not see much of anything highly publicized about them, about anything negative about Tesla.
Yeah, it's just like Apple. Tesla is the Apple of the car automobile industry.
Yes, and Doug DeMuro, who gets to drive million-dollar cars,
probably owns an Apple as well.
Says this is the coolest car.
Yeah,
he simply said this is why the Tesla Model 3 is the coolest car. That's the name of the video.
Well, I'm not getting anyone anytime soon.
But
not for me.
I truly feel that there is some kind of conspiracy where, hey, we'll give you a Model 3, but you cannot say anything negative about it. Nothing at all. Like, there is shit in this car that nobody could objectively say. That's not stupid. So the doors open electronically. Everything's electronic on here. But for regulation purposes, you need to be able to open the doors manually, too.
In case the battery fails.
In case the battery fails. That way you're not trapped in your car and you die.
A very common feature of supercars that have, like, crazy swinging doors with electric releases.
Sometimes
like
they have explosives to remove the doors in some cases.
Old people die in cars all the time because they can't figure out how to open them.
There was a man in a Corvette that did that.
Yep. Yeah. So this car, if you want to manually open the door, there is a weird little handle in there. However, Tesla straight out says, don't use this unless you absolutely have to because Jesus. It will break your interior apart.
Right.
What?
Yes.
So it's like an emergency
exit? Do you think any car reviewer would ever let that slide from any manufacturer? But Doug DeMuro goes, oh, and that's interesting.
And
how do you open the door? You push a button and it flies open?
Yeah, pretty much.
It doesn't really fly open. It pops open. Then you swing it open like a regular door.
And you spend $1,000 getting it replaced.
How fast can you get out?
Here's the thing, Nick. So Tesla, to compete in the car market, which this car is much more reasonably priced than a $130,000 Tesla, which is all they produced so far.
Yeah, it's as low as $45,000.
So here's the problem. For Tesla to be competitive, they have to go, oh, you know what? It's crazy, but like Chevy and Ford and Toyota, they make all these things like latches and handles and mechanisms and locking mechanisms and window mechanisms. They make all these things, and they kind of have it down. How do we just start doing this all of a sudden on a mass scale and be competitive? You know how? We don't do any of those things. Instead, we just buy a shit ton of little electric motors.
Actuators.
Because they're actually cheaper, and we don't have to tool up a production line for it. So it's kind of smart. But everyone sees that as, oh, this is way better
it's
than
the future.
A handle.
It's the Jeffersons or Jetsons.
I wave a credit card at it, and it opens.
What?
That is the most annoying thing that blows my fucking mind. So this car, you don't get a key. You have to use an app on your phone to unlock the car. Or if you don't have the phone, you get what's like a valet card. It looks like a credit card. You put it up to the side of the car. RFID unlocks the car.
Like a key.
To start the car, you set it in the center console.
Well, it's kind of like a key.
It's kind of like a key, but it's really fucking weird that, like, the way that you're supposed to.
You don't accept the new technology of cards?
No, see, I get that.
No, what I don't like is the fact that, like, I don't want my goddamn car's unlocking ability to be reliant on my phone's battery level.
It isn't. It's a card.
To be fair.
You have to have the card as well. That's separate from your phone.
Like, but how often is your phone dead?
That, and you can just...
I never let my phone go dead.
Sorry for trying to participate.
The argument against puke is you simply have the card in your wallet.
At all times, yeah.
Yes. However... and also, the argument against puke is, out of the four of us here, you're the only person who has this stupid proximity bullshit key.
Keyless entry.
Where you walk, not keyless entry.
It's keyless entry.
Nick has... It is keyless entry, but not what everyone thinks. It's not a button. That's a keyless entry.
Correct.
You walk up and you're like, well, if the key in my pocket is kind of close enough to the door, I might be able to open the door handle. And it works 3.5% of the time.
Or, it works every time for me. The only one that has a problem.
If the key gets far enough away from the car will automatically lock.
Yes.
No. No, it won't.
The Tesla will.
Oh, Tesla might.
All right, back
mine
to
doesn't.
Back to Andrew's point.
Anywho.
So regardless, we can nitpick features and shit like that all day long. However, I'm just simply saying all the shit that Doug would have an issue with on any other car, it's interesting.
I agree.
And no, it's not interesting. It's a problem.
I don't agree. I don't know.
I'm just saying that he seriously, I watched this video.
It's still interesting.
It's 32 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And up until minute like 29, I seriously thought he was going to go, oh, and watch viewers. By the way, every time I said interesting, what I meant was really stupid and annoying. But he didn't do that.
He used the word interesting a lot.
Let me put some credence behind Andrew's thoughts, because here's an article from the Slash Drive, which is a famous car magazine or something.
Not the Drive. Slash Drive.
Yeah, they got a slash in there. Anyway, Alex Roy, a very famous automotive guy that's done the Cannonball Run a couple times now, actually, he has an article basically pointing out that, like, why the fuck is there are two Model 3 reviews available online right now. One is by...
Months after it's been released.
Correct.
Months.
One is by the like something called the Model 3 Owners Club, which is odd because nobody owns it except for employees. And the other person is Doug DeMuro, which does have over 1 million views on YouTube, but he's not an actual automotive journalist. He's kind of like one of these famous YouTube guys that just gets press cars.
Well, he is an automotive journalist.
Now, that's true, but he's not like Car and Driver level journalist. He's kind of
writes for Auto Trader.
But you agree, he's not like,
oh my god,
like
nobody
Ford
cares.
Gives their fucking cars to Car and Driver and Road and Track
and
right?
everybody, yes,
and everybody else, right? But somehow these two are the only YouTube channels that
he's not the most esteemed car journalist,
correct? And so somehow somebody like basically Alex Roy points out in his article that. Like, no, they wouldn't, like, Tesla, he must have signed, like, NDAs or some shit saying, you will give this a good review,
see,
otherwise you don't get to air this.
Right, and that's the thing. The conspiracy isn't so far-fetched that they're like, you know, there's men with guns standing right. behind the camera Black pointing them at Doug the whole time as he makes his video. No, it's an NDA, and hey, by the way, you want to buy a Model 3? Well, I know there's a fucking 5-year waiting list because every fucking moron out there put down a goddamn $1,000 deposit, but we'll bump you up in the list or we'll give you a discount.
Well, it questions.
All it takes is a little bit of money to get your message to be as positive as can be.
Right.
Look at Consumer Reports.
To me, it questions the integrity of the journalist that is basically willing to say, like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll give you a great review regardless of what the car is actually like because I will be the first journalist. To have a review of this car that a lot of people are like, oh my god, I can't wait to get a Model 3.
Yes, because you have 1 million subscribers to Doug DeMuro, right?
Yeah.
They're all car people.
Yep.
What does Doug DeMuro get by being the first to review a Model 3? He gets a bunch of non-car people.
Yeah.
A bunch of libertarians and college nerds and lefty fucking green weenies that stand with the Paris Accord.
Oh yeah, the Paris Accord. Yeah.
It's the end of the automotive world. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm going to have two links in the show notes. There's Bob Lutz. Andrew, a huge fan of Bob Lutz. He is an automotive legend. He has been in charge of GM was in charge of
GM BMW, Chrysler, everybody.
And he has this very depressing, a little bit hyperbolic, I think. He says in 20 years, basically, like cars as we know it are going to be gone. We'll all just get in these fucking automated modules that will drive us to and from wherever
travel
we want.
Is just going to be insanely highly controlled.
Yeah.
Everyone has to live in a city. We're all fucked.
And it is kind of depressing because, like, in the future, you know, you never imagine that, like you wouldn't be allowed to have a car if you like driving cars and just want to get in
car
one and drive where you want. Yeah.
Will be relegated to the rich and the wealthy enthusiast who wants to go racing.
Yes. The kind of like horses are nowadays. There's a, you know, horses.
But you'll need to be a whole lot wealthier to have a car than it will be to have a horse.
A horse is a little bit easier to keep.
You know, this is going to happen, but I don't think it's going to be a big deal in 20 years because you're just going to have a couple of old timers like Andrew who is he's living off in the woods.
Nope.
And he won't give it up. But you're going to have more and more of the millennials and the snowflakes who are moving into their own.
Yeah.
Who find this very appealing. I actually kind of like it.
Everyone kind of likes it.
But I like to drive too, but I mean you're going to have a whole generation who don't know how to drive and this will be their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't park, parallel park, they can't traverse traffic, they can't figure out how to traverse a roundabout. You got the pedestrians coming in and out of the, you know, side streets and they don't know what to do about it because they of all the fucking signs they're looking at all the time. This is their salvation. This is going to save them
but what
and
you're
everyone
saying
else.
Is it's not going to be that big of an impact because there'll be a bunch of nut jobs like me out there. The nut jobs like me are so small in number.
Just like the guy who is complaining about the roundabouts. He's one guy in a sea of many people who love it.
Right, yes, but Andrew's so we'll have no impact.
Right. Andrew's going to say that. The auto industry isn't like, especially, I don't know.
The
I don't
auto
know
industry
what to
cannot
to.
Cater to me. And today,
right.
The auto industry is already not catering to me.
The reason that cars are affordable is because they're mass produced. And if they're not mass produced for nut jobs, the prices of what Andrew wants will go up. And that's
right.
The problem.
And already, I can't get what I want. You know what's happening right now? Every car company is going, oh, we're swearing to make our entire fleet of cars all electric. Or we are going to have 80% electrified, either hybrid or full-on battery electric vehicle. Because
except for Mazda. Yay, Mazda.
But Mazda's going to get bought up by one of the big
ones. I know, they're going.
But the reason is, if these car companies want to exist and compete, hey, guess what? They got to sell in markets like France, Germany, England, California, and guess what's not allowed in those countries very fucking soon? Internal combustion.
Yep. And here's the other way to look at it, too. So there's one option. Everything's going to be automated. The Jetsons. Or the economy collapses and we're going back to horse and buggy, so fuck cars anyways. Because you know you're gonna have to get into horses, yeah. Andrew.
My only hope is that
you're gonna have to be a horse breeder.
I can turn into Will Smith in that I Am Legend.
I Robot. Oh,
I Am Legend.
What's I Am Robot? I Am Legend when he was running around with the lion.
Yeah. What? Now in I Robot, it's a movie, takes place in the future. A lot of automated cars, like self driving this Audi thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's a scene in the movie where. The AI
he punches the alien and says, "Welcome to Earth."
The AI takes over the automated cars and like they're going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But in a storage unit, he has an internal combustion Ducati,
mm-hmm.
and he can drive it himself.
It's not connected. That's not what I'm talking about
okay,
at all. In fact, I don't like motorcycles enough to try and do that. What I'm talking about,
my point is valid,
is the zombie movie where there's nobody left on the planet,
uh-huh.
and he's just driving around all he wants.
Conveniently, all the cars are off of the highway,
yeah.
so he's got this nice runway to deal with.
Yep.
By the way, another future movie.
Well, he probably
took
a bulldozer and pushed them all out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you got enough time.
The new Total Recall, where he was actually able to punch through the safety glass or something in his auto car and pull out the manual. There was like a manual function. He just had to break.
Oh, I don't remember that.
He had to break protocol to get
just
to
like
it.
Just like a fire alarm, break glass.
Yeah.
Get the fire hose
fire
out of a building.
Yeah. Interesting. I'd like to know, how the fuck do automated, like this future where everything's automated,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's fully possible because if you're a farmer, how you can't have an automated truck to go check on your fence line or
bullshit. Right now,
do you have an automated car? Like you have to program in. You have to like click go to barn.
Yep. You've seen Interstellar, right?
Yeah.
Remember the truck?
No, those are tractors. I'm not talking about tractors. I'm talking about a fucking truck. You want to drive it out in your field
to check on your fence.
Put some fucking wood in it.
Yeah.
Drive it back to your house.
Yeah.
You're talking about small fry stuff.
That's the easiest thing ever. That same tractor from Interstellar, which exists today,
okay.
the automated plow or whatever the fuck it is, and put a camera on the side of it to look down the side at your fence as you drive by.
I like how we said
and it drives by GPS.
Yeah.
So you can actually route it.
I don't see how that would be that would be so fucking boring.
I like how we said
you're not in the tractor. You're back at the house house watching Netflix while your tractor does it all.
Nick, okay. What?
Nick quits.
Nick, what?
But we're not talking about cars
when
anymore.
I say
we're
what,
AI.
Speak.
I like how we sent rovers to Mars that have automated landing gear that
can
tell how far they are from Mars.
Well, we can't check on a fence.
And then people are like, how do we check on a fence?
No, like, because
I'm not talking about a fucking truck that checks on a fence.
Because
yes,
we're
talking about
what you
a vehicle
asked.
That is able to do things randomly that you need to do on a fucking farm.
No. So what you're saying is
you want the
truck to hammer in fence posts.
Puke.
You're all fucking retards.
Hey, no, listen.
Hang on.
No, you're absolutely right. We'll always have Mexicans.
I'm talking about a utility vehicle.
Chatters. Judge who is the retarded one, us or Puke? Did Puke not say, how do you check on a fence? And then,
no.
If we try to elaborate further on his point, is he not trying to get across, how does that truck do fence work?
No, it was an example that you idiots glommed onto, but my fucking point is like you can't have an automated vehicle that, like...
We get up, Puke. God, you have no hope in. You have no faith in technology. I think that's the point you're getting. Yeah,
I have enough faith. You can make a goddamn vehicle that drives down a road, but you can't. I don't know how they're going to make an automated. Why would you want an automated vehicle that drives around the farm and does like you throw hay into it, and then you drive it over to the next hay bale or something like?
But in the middle of hay bales, if it sees a bear, it has to run over to the bear.
Yeah, but look at it this way, Puke. You're always going to need some guy who is able to fix the machine.
Regardless of that.
And putting the fence posts up,
yeah.
It does require a certain level of expertise in that field.
I'm not talking about putting up goddamn fence posts.
No, he's talking about hay bales.
I'm talking about having an object that you are able to just...
We get it, Puke.
Like fucking,
I get your point. You've said it five times.
No, I don't think you mean like, no,
you
I
mean
do.
Like
I'm not talking
I do
about
it.
Fence posts.
I know you're
like
not
your
talking
little,
about fence
your little
posts.
Roomba. Your little Roomba thing just floats around and just picks up carpet.
Oh, Roomba. Yes.
I get it.
All right,
Puke, you're
Andrew.
Saying that automation is difficult, and you can think of all the little things you want the machine to do, but that was going to take a lot of hours. Andrew.
All right, Andrew, conch shell.
What? what you're talking about that's so
we have passed the conch shell to Andrew.
So stop talking.
He has the shell.
What you're talking about that's so difficult to make make happen in relationship to automated cars, or autonomous cars. So you're saying that this farm scenario with baling the hay and collecting hay bales, that is more difficult than autonomous cars. You're saying, what about this scenario?
No,
how is that going
to
happen?
No. I'm not saying that's too difficult to figure out.
Because it exists today, actually. What you just described exists today autonomously.
All right, let's stop yelling over puke for a little bit, because he doesn't think we understand what he's saying.
Because you fucking don't.
1 minute, go.
What I am talking about is there will always be somebody that needs to be able to just operate a vehicle easily. Like try to think about what you do with a truck sometimes, like... Fuck, like guys that have like a bunch of acreage and they just want to drive, like just be able to hop into a truck and throw some dirt into it and then drive over to the next, like a different section of your fucking farm or whatever, take the dirt out. Like what would be the, how would you automate that? You would have to be like, okay, I'm at this GPS coordinate, and you would go click, click, go to this GPS coordinate.
Okay.
What would be the point of having an automated vehicle like that?
I think what Puke's saying is there will always be a market for manually operated equipment.
To some extent.
Okay.
Fine. I'm not talking about like taxis.
That's fine.
Yeah, but what if your robots are doing the automated
they're driving the truck. Then we're in fucking Star Trek land.
Everyone's driving their automated cars down the highway, but when you're actually talking about specified job related skills, that's when your robots do it for you. You're still at home watching Netflix.
It's just like a campus. Like there's some islands in Florida where you can't drive on them because it's all old retired people and they drive around in golf carts.
Right.
Those golf carts are not going to become automated.
Yeah. That's
because there's no risk there of mass injury.
Yeah.
Like they might break their hip, but they also might break their hip walking.
Right.
So just like on the farm, you're not likely to create a 100 car pileup on the farm, so there's not going to be mandatory farm equipment automation regulations.
Okay,
there's going there is autonomous farm equipment, and there's going to be many autonomous farm equipment features that can do more. So I could easily see a backhoe autonomously filling a dump truck with dirt from this pile and then taking it over to the barn and putting it over there all autonomously. That could be done probably, but there are certainly specified tasks that this is kind of crazy. I have to like clear a path through the forest and navigate around all these trees and stuff.
Yeah.
And an autonomous vehicle might get hung up, maybe.
You're making it sound like these farmers are doing this because they are regulated by law to do so. They're not. No.
They're doing it because they want to.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to pay some farmer now or some truck driver to actually operate this machinery because now they've got an automated vehicle that are doing it via GPS.
Yeah. Can my Volvo, you know, dump truck backhoe take this pile of dirt over, or do I have to go do it with the Volvo? Why not buy the Volvo that can do it?
Yep.
If I can dedicate 20% of my life to not hauling dirt.
But you still have plenty of manual drive corn huskers or corn choppers.
Or those little gators that run around.
And you still got the guys in the planes who are spraying the fields. Yeah. I mean, that's not automated yet. There's still plenty of things. There'll still be plenty of things to do, Puke.
But public transportation on public roads is absolutely going to become automated, and it's going to start in cities and spread from there.
And the people will lose the ability to drive.
Yep.
Every year it'll become worse and worse and worse, and before you know it,
anybody arguing against it loses.
What'll be the generation after Z? Does it start at A again?
AA.
AA. So the next generation be AA. They'll be talking to this old timer right here, this millennial right here, and he's like, back in my day, I was driving all over the place, and that's the only thing I drive ever. And the AA is like, what is driving?
I was able to control a car by not programming C sharp.
you don't have to program shit.
I guess we'll find out.
That's true.
Oh my god, fucked up.
Okay. How are you going to run from the cops in your automatic car?
No. I totally fucked up earlier in the show when I talked about Trump. I thought it was about automatic braking. It wasn't. It was about mandatory vehicle-to-vehicle communication.
Okay.
No wonder I couldn't find anything about it at all.
I know. I tried to read the story before the show started quickly, and I couldn't find anything online. I'm like,
okay. This has been the show.
So what is the whole vehicle-to-vehicle
So autonomous vehicles can work much better when they can see
hive mind.
When they can see further ahead, around corners, through traffic lights, past the truck in front of you. So vehicle-to-vehicle communication, it's not that expensive, and it's pretty smart, and it really pushes along the autonomous vehicle thing. And we actually have vehicle-to-vehicle communication today in a lot of ways. Some car companies already have it. Cadillac does it. But on top of that, you and I have it in our dumb vehicles. You know why? Because we have smartphones. We go to Google Maps. It gives us traffic updates. I have Waze. It tells me where the cop is. Tells me where the accident is. Tells me where the roadkill is. Those are from other vehicles on the road who have already seen the future for me.
Yeah.
Everything is cool. All the AAs driving around in their vehicles with their smartphones in their pockets until the cranky old millennial Andrew comes on the highway yeah. and no one can register and no one can pick him up because he's like invisible.
I like vehicle-to-vehicle communication. However,
I do too.
Again, why does it need to be mandatory, especially vehicle-to-vehicle communication where there's already a ton of cars that have already adopted it, mm-hmm. so why not let it naturally develop?
Right. It's like mandating E85 gasoline because there's all this propaganda around how great it's going to be for the environment, but it turns out it takes way the fuck more energy to grow a shit ton of corn, and then it makes garbage gasoline that ruins all the seals in your engine.
Yep. Speaking of, that's what I'm dealing with right now. My power steering pump, the seals have eaten away, and now I got a slow leak that I
that
need.
Has nothing to do with regulations.
Well, I mean, it has to do with me putting the wrong power steering fluid in the damn.
That's your fault.
Ford. Well, that is my fault, and it's got to get fixed now that it's cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, I droned on along way too long, and I feel awful because I fucked up on the V2V versus automatic braking.
We'll fix it in post, I guess.
No, it's fine. Conan. Thank you for coming on. What is your website? Where should people go to find more about you besides freekeen.com?
Conansalada.com.
Spell that.
A lot of CONANSALADA.com. A lot of counselor stuff up there right now, but scrolling down, you can see some other Keen stuff on there. Nope, not Con Can.
Yeah, I'll fix it in fucking when I'm not drunk.
thanks for having me on. It's fun show, guys. It's fun as ever.
Thanks for coming, Conan. Thanks.
It's Con Con.
Con Con. PukeInTheGang.com/VIP, where you can get extra content every week, or not every week, most of the weeks. Anyway, how about the show? PukeInTheGang.com/live, when we're live, we do stuff. Bye. Right on!
Wait, what the hell? You call me Bay? What? Are you still coming to see us, Bay? What does that even mean?
White gloves?
Destiny Has Evolved says, what's with the white gloves?
Oh, the traffic cops. So I mentioned traffic cops earlier. They wear white gloves so you can see their hands.
Oh, yeah.
Did we say that?
Yeah, you were saying traffic cops,
signaler.
Traffic light, traffic circle.
Huh.
Mythbusters.
Yeah. I remember that. I don't remember white gloves. Yeah, they do.
They do wear white gloves in North Korea.
Some of them do. Not
look, they're all wearing
not,
right there. That guy's wearing white gloves.
Yeah, like
Holy shit, one out of 20.
No.
And he's doing the dance,
you're thinking
too.
A construction cop, like the cop that gets temporarily stationed there. But like traffic cops,
look,
like
orange gloves.
Full-on traffic cops.
NYPD,
I saw
white gloves.
Orange gloves.
Orange would make more sense than white.
Orange reflective gloves would be the most sense, especially if you're doing it at night.